You are now listening to Nerd Rage Radio with Bobby Skullface and Adam Russman. This podcast is intended for mature audiences only and may not fit with your sensitive sensibilities. You may be a victim of meaningless outrage, or you may, in fact, be a big ninny pants. If this is the case, please feel free to turn it off now. This is no country for ninny pants. So crack open the Mountain Dew. Make sure the cheese doodles are super fresh. We're in your mother's basement. It's Nerd Rage Radio.
And welcome, class. I'm Professor Russman, and you're here for your four-hour block of EEO training. That's equal opportunity training for employee equal opportunity training. Yes? No? Yes? Are you in the wrong class, sir?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
Could you please turn down my headphones a little bit? I'm having some audible
And I'll try not to say the hard S's. I know that they can activate and trigger some people.
Actually, it's your T's.
Is it the T's?
It's your T's.
As well?
And your Z's that you add to else.
Else?
Else.
Else.
Else. You say else like you came from Berlin.
And if you could not mispronounce the word sword, I would be a...
Sword, you mean?
No dice. Triggered!
Sword! And welcome to Nerd Rage Radio, episode 207.
It's very mellow in here with the light out.
I know, it just happened.
But it's like mellow.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I got to fix it. It's driving me nuts.
It includes an extra shadow on Chris's face since he's wearing a hat.
That's so
asymmetrical
dramatic.
Because there's not a light over there to balance it. And it kind of makes you look like a pirate from my perspective. Like a pirate.
That's not the worst thing I've been called today. I'll roll with it.
That's a good thing.
I'll take it.
And then it's Mr. Christopher Pinkleton.
If you're nasty.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently I am.
Mr. Robert Skofoss.
Midichlorians are stored in your balls.
And Mr. Okay. Dolphin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so Joe, have you tried that thing yet when somebody starts talking, you don't want to talk to him, you start speaking Cantonese?
No, I just don't talk to people. I just ignore
them.
Dude,
I gave you – that was like 2 weeks ago.
I know,
ago.
But like I'm –
I thought you would make that happen.
I tried it, Adam, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't know Cantonese.
You should try some sort of Swedish thing. I feel like you could pull that off. Yeah. Perhaps Norwegian.
Wow. Organ, Norwegian.
Yeah. Hit that on them.
Well, do some Swedish chef on them. Drop some meatball
and,
on them.
And squat when you talk to them.
Like I'm talking to a child.
Yeah. Don't you got to squat all the way. Just like hands on the knees squat.
Or should I do like in Spider-Verse?
Hey.
Like umpire position.
Oh, like the quarter squat? You think I've got knees to do that, Bobby?
I was actually learning Swedish at one time. It wasn't that difficult. Like it kind of made – like, you know, if you learn Spanish, like stuff is kind of like out of order. It was
– Yeah.
You know, and I don't remember shit because I only did it for like 3 weeks and the trip that I was supposed to go there was canceled. So
was it like pig Latin?
No, there's a lot of words that were similar, though, I remember. Yeah. Like, you know, like this, like they didn't read the same. And once people started speaking, it's like, oh, okay, I used that Rosetta Stone, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool program. But I don't know. You got to really commit to that shit, man.
I like the Rosetta Stoned program.
I bet.
That's what I'm trying to read.
It's a great way to learn. You really.
It's also a tool record. I'm in tool mode.
I did have 4 hours of OC and EO class today.
Yeah.
And like I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, you know how you kind of prepare yourself for that kind of shit? You're like, oh, fuck tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was literally about to leave early, and like, bloop, little email popped up, like, reminder, you have training in 5 minutes. And I'm like, fuck.
Is this classroom training, or did you watch videos?
Oh, it was classroom training. It was horrible.
So we do a lot of training, but ours is all videos.
I wish, because I could have fallen asleep. You had to participate and like get in the groups and shit. Do case studies and shit.
I would rather do that than listen to somebody just... drone on for 4 hours.
The only entertaining part is one of my subordinates was in the class with me, and when the instructor said, "Is there anybody here whose first line supervisor is present?" and he raised his hand, and I glared at him. I'm like, "Don't you say anything." He's like, "Do you feel comfortable with him?" I'm like, "You better say yes." So I fucked with him like the rest of the day about that. It was kind of fun. He's a good guy. We don't have any issues.
Good.
I'm not that guy at work. Just that guy on the podcast.
Do you guys feel that you play a character on podcast at all? Like,
absolutely
turned up a couple more notches than you are in real life.
I try to turn up my regular notch. I try to go into mode.
I'm pretty sure I'm always just me. I can't act.
I had a conversation recently with somebody. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was an interaction where I was not.
What is this to?
It's a birth control.
Oh, it's
a pregnancy test.
Subversion.
God.
Turned blue, so
yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have peed.
Actually, you know what irritates me about this? I hate to cut you off and I'm going to let you finish, but
point of personal
privilege.
point.
I put the ski on backwards in the review. And okay. I heard
Did anybody tell you that?
I heard about it. You'd be surprised, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why I put it on backwards.
Well, tell the good folks at home what the hell
and I corrected it. And I corrected
hang,
it.
Hang on, point of personal privilege. Tell them what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, this is the skis for...
this is Cash Money Records, guys.
XTB Sea Spray. And I got it right for the picture, but for the here it is, I had it fucked up.
By the way, real quick.
Point of personal privilege. Instead of calling it a picture, can you call it a viz pic?
No.
The visual
no.
picture?
I did enjoy that you used some dioramas in your photography.
Yes, I've been trying to.
It looks to me, the picture to me made me want to click it.
Right. Well, that's kind of the
clickbait.
That's the method to the madness there for sure. At any rate, so this to me is backwards.
Because of the wake of the water?
Yeah. Correct.
It doesn't go that way.
Correct. So I was paying attention to the water, excuse me, and not the ski when I did it.
Water for the ski is kind of like... You missed the forest.
From the trees.
Does it flip? Can you flip it?
Probably, but it's not mine, so I'm not going to risk any translucent plastic damage.
That is a smart,
pops right out.
Smart move.
Yeah. So I hope he does it. Shout out to Joel and Matt Billings. They both sent me. But like, Joel sent it as like a nice gesture. Like, hey, man, I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to send it your way. But then Matt had also sent me like the day before. Was like, hey, man, do you need one of these? And I was like, I do. So then he sent it, and then like Joel was like, you should have something in the mail. And I was like, what? I ran out and checked the mail, and I was like, fuck. So then I ran inside to hit Billings up, and all I said was a tracking number from Billings. I was like, fuck.
No. Are you purchasing one yourself?
No. But I might as well. I spent almost as much as shipping.
Oh, really?
It's all good. I appreciate it. But it's just like one. It's like Murphy's Law.
If
I didn't have, it would have been feast or famine. Do you know what I mean?
Are you tracking that shipping for?
It would have been zero. Yeah, I do actually, because it all comes out of the same account.
Good.
You get your Doctor Strange report?
Nope, I got an update. You want that?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, give us the update.
Supposed to be here tomorrow, via UPS.
Still, I thought you changed that shit.
I did, but because this is not like a new order, it's a fulfillment of an old order. It's abiding by the old system.
That's dumb bureaucracy.
I agree.
Is anybody home tomorrow?
Yes.
I bet you the guy is the driver who you signed that paper for.
No, it's the flyer.
Or the fighter.
Way to bring it back.
Yeah. Is he your normal guy?
We had this conversation actually.
He doesn't have a normal guy.
I have like
I thought you had a normal guy.
He has
so
a normal
was
guy.
It,
I
was
have
the
a
guy
handful.
Who knows who you
I have,
are.
No.
He probably took it.
No.
Motherfucker
no,
signed
no,
it off. I'm
no,
keeping
no.
this shit.
I don't even think that's his
eBay
bag.
Bitches.
He'll hit me up and be like, hey man, they got a Marvel Legend at GameStop. Like he's like, you know what I mean?
Oh, so that's the guy that dropped it off?
No. Different guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talking about the guy that dropped it off.
Yeah, the guy that dropped it off is not that guy, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
So he probably don't care what it is.
No. Because the guy that – it never – the guy that
saw
came
me
to it. Yeah. The guy that came to – like he's the one that was
– no idea what size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. So anyway, UPS called for a follow-up survey.
A follow-up on the follow-up?
A follow-up survey.
Oh, was it rated system? 1 through 10 or 1 through 5?
No, but everybody co-signed you. I even got one, I think, just as soon as yesterday that co-signed you. So I got this call. I answered the call. No, I didn't. I let it go to voicemail because I thought it was one of these fucking your car insurance.
Yeah.
And at any rate, it wasn't because they left a voice message, so I call back. And they were like, yeah, we'd like to give you a final survey on your customer service experience. And I was like, well, that's wonderful because I would love to give one. And they said, so how was it? And I was like, it was a complete disaster. That's how it was. And they were like, well, what, why? And I was like, well, the amount of time that it took to get anything rolling and the amount of effort that was put forth by your company versus what I had to do on my own. For a mistake that you guys made. And they said, well, the 29th, which it wasn't, the 29th through whatever this week is, that doesn't seem like too long. And I was like, well, that's awfully relative, isn't it, as to what is too long? If it was, for instance, my mortgage payment that had to go to the bank, then it might be too long. It's my package. My own counsel will I keep on what is too long. And then she said, well, the 29th. And I was like, well, let's start there. That's not when it started. That's when you decided to start taking it seriously.
Right.
I had called the Monday prior. You didn't want to hear it. You're not, and I kept saying, not you personally, but you as a representative collective of your company.
I told you to wait.
Told me to wait. And I was like, and I can go back further than that. When I called my local store, they gave me the wrong telephone number to get in touch with you in the first place. Your employees don't even know your number. How does that feel? Let's see what else I said. I was talking about how they said that they had made contact with Sideshow. Sideshow says they'd never heard from them. And I was like, so that's a problem.
You call Sideshow to have Sideshow call them.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Sideshow says we, and then like, and then they called me back saying that we've talked to them. And then I talked to Sideshow. They're like, we haven't heard from them. And I was like, so it's just been, it's been terrible. It's everything about this entire process has been terrible.
And it's not resolved.
And I was like, and I've switched everything over to UPS.
FedEx.
I mean, FedEx. And then they were like, what are you doing in regard to the lost package? And I was like, they sent me a replacement via UPS, unfortunately. So we'll see if they sent me a replacement or not, if it can get to me. But that's in theory what has happened. And they said, well, can we have the tracking number? And I was like, no. No? I said, no, I don't trust you with the tracking number. You're going to lose it, and then you're going to call me and take more time out of my day for me to have to look it up and give it back to you. No, you may not have my tracking number. They're like, but we can track it on our end. And I was like, and I'll track it on my end. I trust my tracking better than I trust yours. And then they said, well, I'm sorry to hear that you had such a terrible experience. Can you, in a sentence... kind of give your final thoughts, for lack of a better term, on this. And I was like, absolutely.
I didn't know you were a professional reviewer.
And I was like, absolutely. You know what this was like? It was like watching a circus where every performance had a negative impact on your quality of life.
Beautiful.
I want to go to the circus.
No, you don't.
Wow.
And then...
I want to watch someone watch that circus.
This
is what we're doing right now.
And then we went on our way. I watched. I got two episodes left of The Boys to watch.
Hey, Bobby, how was your nerd week? I haven't watched it at all. I haven't started. I've been so busy.
I'm supposed to start tonight, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I got two episodes left of it to watch.
I cannot watch it with the kids.
It's only like eight episodes. Okay.
Oh, hell
right?
No.
That's what always ties me down.
It's short. Mm-hmm.
It's eight episodes. I finished six. I have seven and eight left. I started watching Divorce Season 3 on HBO. It's Sarah Jessica Parker. The first two seasons have been good.
There are a lot of now when you look to Laura and say divorce, it means something different?
No. Now I look to her and go,
that was my joke, because there are a lot of horses in there.
Is Sex and the City sequel?
A horse is a horse. Divorce. No. It's like, it's not bad. The biggest problem that I have with it is the... the lead male character is a fucking horrendous actor.
Oh.
And it's so bad, it's distracting. Other than that, I've been working on my custom a little bit.
Nice. Looking good.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. And I've been working.
Did you paint that?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting started. That's not fair. Like, the red is kind of done, except for the shoulders and some parts of the head. And I've been working on this X Mansion diorama, which
did
is
your doll
with my doll furniture accessories.
Did they come in?
Yes. Well, the chessboard is in it. Grandfather clock is in it.
The fire mantle
is in it. And I have two chairs and a sofa left to get. And I think I'm going to get some picture frames.
I told Bobby. He asked me where to get stuff like that, and I kind of pointed him a couple directions. I said, the first thing you have to admit is that you're building a dollhouse, because I'm doing an interior of a project or a hallway, I'm like, this is a fucking dollhouse.
So it actually brought up a conversation at home. Like, I've always wanted a dollhouse. I know, but like, ever since I was a kid, I wanted one. I wanted one for Bruce Manor. I mean, for Wayne Manor, and then I wanted one for the X Mansion as a kid.
I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you know, you had talked about doing like a before the furniture and all that, and here talked about doing the city. And honestly, like a big dollhouse, you could do each room. And yeah. I know people who do that. I know, you know, people find these dollhouses for next to nothing at yard sales that, you know, they bought the kit and nobody ever put it together. And,
yeah.
You know, go to town, check it out.
My
Make it a crack.
My dad wasn't having it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
My dad wasn't having it. He wasn't
it's
having
just
it.
Like Castle Grayskull, except...
He was like, no, we'll get you Castle Grayskull. Like, I got it. Well, we'll get you a second one. He wasn't having it. And I didn't have Castle Grayskull either, but...
Too much like a dollhouse.
No, because I had some playsets.
You had Wayne Manor.
I had Wayne Manor, and I had like the Kenner Batcave, like the Power of the Force, Superpowers Batcave, like the one with the scrolling screen. That was they repackaged it for the '89 Batcave also. Like it had like a wheel that had stickers on it, and then you could scroll, and it was the bat screen.
Oh, like yeah. I got you. It was like Manny Faces.
Yes. But sideways.
Same concept, yeah.
Let's see what else. I watched a pretty fucking fascinating interview with with this gentleman. And I'm not joking about it. I don't want to fucking have him looking for me. But Keefe D, who was the front seat passenger of the vehicle that shot Tupac.
Okay.
And like he gives like his firsthand account of everything. And
snitches get stitches.
Dude, it was pretty interesting. Just like some of the stuff how like
is he allowed to do that?
Well, so this guy's a gangster. Like in the cuz like there was questions that would come up and he would be like, "Hold on. Is he dead?" Yeah, he was there. You know, and or they'd be like, you know, did such and such happen? Hold on. Statute?
Yeah, you're good.
Yes, we were there also. On the, you know what I mean? Like, he was double checking everything.
The lawyer or just his boys?
I would guess, I don't know. I would guess it was Vlad's interview.
Okay.
I would guess it's Vlad's staff.
How long ago was this?
It published last week.
So, I watched that. You know, it came out, I think, last year in USA, that mm-hmm. Unsolved, mm-hmm. and he was a big centerpiece of the whole thing. They never could pin anything on him. I think at the end they had talked about how he had gone away for 10 years for something at some point. But
well, he talked about how there was a number of stuff with Puff, like mm-hmm. a lot of interesting stuff. He talked about how there was this guy, Reggie, that was a security detail for Suge Knight and Pac. And how he was like Reggie's father worked for the Compton Police mm-hmm. Department, and yep. he came down and screamed on us. Like he was like, that was the problem. Is after this happened, this sparked a big war that most people don't know about, because most of the people that died behind it aren't rappers, so nobody heard about it. But it sparked like a pretty big war, and we weren't safe in our neighborhood from rival people, but also from the police department. They were coming in, and the father was a cop, and he was like, if my son gets hurt in this fucking shit, I will come down here and take my fucking belt off on all you motherfuckers, like this and that. And he was like, but the Compton City Police Force at the time was majority blood, and they were all security detail also, like part-time for Death Row Records. Mm-hmm. So like he was like – and I've heard stuff like that because a buddy of mine grew up in L.A. and – Wigs, and he was saying he was like the Bloods and the Crips in that era were like the fucking mafia. They were tied up in the politics. They were tied up in the police departments. They were untouchable. They were controlling shipments in and out of the fucking state. Like it was a big deal. Like it wasn't like unorganized gang violence. And that's kind of what this also suggested. I'm trying to think if there's anything else they said that. Puff put Puff put $1 million contract out on Suge and Pac. But then they cross interviewed this detective that was working on the case, and he was like, we have reason to believe that there was a meeting, and in that meeting Puff said, I need this problem to go away. And then they were like, well, what are you willing to do to make it go away? And it was something along the lines of like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck boat, car, house, $1 million, whatever. But it wasn't like a written contract. Right, like right. I'm paying yeah. you, I will pay you $1 million cash if you make these two people deceased. It was more of like kind of loose, free expression in a room that could be interpreted that way. Then there was like, I don't know if you ever heard those rumors that like there was a $10,000 bounty on a Death Row chain that Bad Boy was offering. Yep. So he addresses that as well. He said that's not true. He said there was no truth to it. He said when the guy that ended up killing Pac took the chain, they looked at the chain, had the chain appraised. It was like $300 chain. So he was like, if you just do the math on that, like Puffy's far from an idiot. Like he would have just had fucking 50 of these fucking chains made and then giving them out. You know, like, he's not a buffoon. So he was like, he's like, that's not true. There's no validity to that. And if you do the math for just a second, it doesn't add up. But it was just, it was an interesting and very candid interview. And it's like, fucking an hour and a half, 2 hours long. Like,
wow.
I watch it because he always takes his interviews and he breaks them down into like 10-minute segments and then releases them. Like one a day, and then after 2 weeks releases the whole interview as like a 2 hour thing. So I just watched them in the segments like as I could. But it makes it very digestible, like just to have this little.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, like look, I got 10 minutes before I got to go. I can get another one of these little. It's like, well, it's like a, it's like watching a TV show.
Yeah. I mean, or it's like, I can't eat that whole chicken, but I can eat them chicken nuggets.
Right. So that was good. And I don't. That's it. My wife and my mother-in-law are going to have another meeting on Friday, so I might have something interesting to report next week.
But why?
On, I guess, the current status of things.
What is the current status?
That there is no status. You know, that, you know,
no relation.
Right. I mean, for the most part, yeah. You know, I mean,
like, has she given you a call or try to hang out?
No,
or anything?
No, because that's not really on the table anymore.
Mm. Yeah, because she's tried that, and you just like, and you said no.
Yeah, much later. Yeah. Like then, you know, so like,
she didn't. I thought she didn't try it.
She didn't. That's why I said much later.
Okay.
It was much later after another incident where then she was like trying to, you know, which is fine. But I'm just, I just need some space, you know, from them for a bit. But you know, the last time I was with them was at Selena's birthday party. You guys were there, and.
Anyway, tell me about the white dry brushing.
So, the last time I saw her was at Selena's birthday party, and it didn't go without fucking incident there. Like, I got the notification that my grandmother died that same day, and then I contacted my work to see if they offered any sort of benefits for family, and then they were like, "Yeah, they do." Some for, you know, there's certain people that are acceptable, like no in-laws. You know,
so yeah, good.
Easy one there. No, I'm going to let that go. No in-laws, you know, and then like, the guy was talking to me. He was like, you know, it's like your mom, dad, your brother, sisters, and no, he's like your mom, dad, your grandparents, kids, spouse. And I was like, cool. So grandparents are cut. That's all I need to know is grandparents were covered. So I got off the phone, came back in. Laura came up, and I was telling her, look, she passed away. I'm going to take advantage of this situation and, you know, take the benefits that my job has to offer in regards to it. And her mother said, well, our brothers and sisters covered, because I didn't mention them because they weren't mentioned to me in that conversation I just had. But he also told me that he didn't know all the limitations of it. He just knew that these were covered. And I was like, well, I don't know. I didn't know any of it other than I knew wife and kids. But I don't know. So I don't know. And she said, well, probably. And I said, maybe. I don't know. And
why would you even bother saying that?
So then she was like, because you're closer to your brothers and your sisters than you are to your grandparents. And I was like, well, I wouldn't say that's always the case. And she was like, well, I mean, like if you had real brothers and sisters. And I got you. Loud and clear. Understood. I don't have real brothers and sisters. You are the determining factor on what a real brother and sister is. And since they're half in step, doesn't count. Understood. So it's been like, it hasn't been like even without incident, even on smaller little interactions. So, you know, it's just best to kind of, you know, keep the shit, in my opinion, to keep it limited.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish the conversation before Laura walked in at dinner, but like, if this is gonna be awkward, I'm not coming. If it's gonna be awkward like that, I'm not coming.
Yeah, well, I don't
for Christmas.
I don't know, and you know, you can do whatever is best for you. I don't know what it's gonna be like. I don't know. I can't predict the future. It could change. Everything could change next week. Yeah. Everything could change next month.
I just wanna,
better or worse.
I just want to give you
heads up.
Expectations. Heads up. So like, I'm not cut out of your friend group comes.
Understood.
Yeah. Last. The last Christmas Eve,
yes,
was a little rough.
It was.
Well, we talked about that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but it was extra though. It was extra because there was an issue that nobody knew about.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
And I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
But the wives knew about it.
No. Laura did not know about it.
Not till later.
Not till later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pam knew about it.
No.
She picked it up.
Well, she may have picked it. Yeah. I think everybody knew that she had an issue. Nobody knew what the issue was because Laura didn't find out until later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember leaving there. She's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
like, what
yeah, yeah. No,
what are you talking about?
No, no, no.
You were drunk?
No, no. I knew. I knew there was an issue, but I didn't know what it was, and neither did Laura. It was like,
she wouldn't stay in the same room with you, right?
With anybody.
Okay.
With anybody.
Oh, because it was the party or something.
Right? Yeah, she had a family gathering that we didn't go to.
Yeah, yeah. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You ruined everything.
Yeah, and then that was my big Christmas gift, you know what I mean? And it didn't, you know what I mean?
It didn't land.
It has this veil over it.
Chaos.
No, I'm not going to say that for these.
Taint of chaos.
But it has this like veil over it, like a stormy cloud over it now forever, you know?
It's filmed.
But I mean, I'm not going to get caught up on that. You know, we had a long, drawn-out conversation regarding it, and they meet Friday, so we'll see how it goes.
Y'all should just move.
And, I just fucking got here.
Yeah, no, I'm not. To be honest with you, like, I wouldn't want to do that because...
Dude, I'm just fucking with you.
No, but I mean, I think it's valuable for the listeners to know, like, kind of where my head is with it. Like, my relationship with her is troublesome. But the relationship that she has with my children, I super value. Mm. You know, I don't...
It's nice that you can be objective like that.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in my age group that has children that have such a relationship with their grandparents.
Mm. Not mine.
Yeah. I don't know anybody. Like,
I'm actually thinking about taking my kids to my mom's house and leaving them there for a couple of days.
Really? Mm-hmm. If you think about how much time they spend with her every week and love her, you know, through and through, like, I value that more than either them or her will ever know. Mm-hmm. You know? So I would never want to disrupt that.
I'm a bag of dicks then because I tore my children away from their grandparents.
Yeah, you left Alabama where you were from to be here.
Where they're from.
Well, they're never there either, so that's how I justified it. Like, they're in Florida, and then they're going to fucking Colorado.
But just to put a caveat on that, it's not because of opportunity. If I left, it wouldn't be because of an opportunity, because I was running from her. But now, what I'm saying is I wouldn't run from her to hurt the relationship with...
I get it.
I just want to make it clear for...
Making a lousy comparison.
Clear for the... so I don't... get demonized too much, I suppose.
Nothing
can stop that now. And other than that, I've just been busy as fuck, fucking videos and shit. But I'm almost out of ammunition. So, it's because it's been
stuff to record.
Well, it's been a video.
This might sound like I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
Is it your headphones?
No, I can hear you.
Oh,
I can't hear myself.
Mm,
I don't know.
No,
it is what it is.
You sound good to me.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Cool.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it's the headphones setup.
No, I can hear you guys.
No, like. Sometimes your headphone can be set up so you can't hear yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I forget what I was going to say.
Maybe.
Out of ammunition.
Oh, yeah. I've been putting out a video a day for the last 3 weeks, and I've just about spent the clip.
Blew your load?
Yeah, just about. So.
Don't blow your load.
No, it'd be nice to back it down a little bit. It's just been shit, you know. It hasn't been like... I haven't been going above and beyond to find shit to, you know, it's just been like, oh, fuck this. I got to get this.
I mean, and there's been, you know, on a Transformers front, it's been a ghost town for the most part.
What? You didn't watch the old Japanese guy in the tux and sunglasses?
Hey, did you do a video about Unicron yet?
Yeah, that was
weird.
It's not weird when, if you're in the culture, it's like a very fucking Japanese nerd thing to do.
Speaking of Unicron, I was scrolling through Facebook this morning, and it was in some random group. Someone was asking, they didn't understand the Kickstarter, or they didn't understand that the crowdfunding model. They didn't get it at all.
Uh-huh.
And then it was in just an action figure group. I didn't pay attention to that.
How do you not
know? But there was like 90-something comments, and there were a lot of people that just don't understand what the hell's going on. They don't understand,
crowdfunding.
They don't understand what it is. So they've never done that before.
So, I mean,
it'd be interesting. According to
you
Brian,
you don't have to know what it is to like. Well, I mean, you don't have to have done it to know what it is.
I only know what it is because you had mentioned it years ago. You had mentioned Kickstarter years ago,
right? Like, because it's old. Like, everyone should have heard of it by now.
Have you never done a Kickstarter proper?
No, we did. I've never supported one. No.
Okay.
I'm not a big gambler. Like
I treat it like pre-order though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't.
But are you a smoker? And a joker?
Yeah, yes.
And a midnight toker?
Yes, not the midnight toker bit, not anymore.
Not yet.
Sadly.
So old.
But, you know, Kickstarter, Like, there's some shit to that. Like, it's not always guaranteed you get your money back and all that shit.
Nope.
No. So, I haven't had any problems.
I've lost $100 Kickstarter. That's about it.
I've got one now that I think I have a feeling I'm not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't ever seen anything on Kickstarter where I've been like, I can't live without this gamble. You know what I mean?
Well, see, I back
Hasbro is it's a done deal. Like if it makes it, it's done. If it doesn't make it, you never get charged.
Yeah, I got those articulated icons ninjas through there. I backed that Rustables
bastards.
Whatever it was called.
They were called Rustable
bastards. Yeah, everything. All those
unfundable bastards.
Unfundable bastards.
I don't mean that. That's what Robert used to call them. I thought they were cool for what it's worth.
Actually, a guy I went to high school with does pinup artwork, but he publishes comics like through Kickstarter. That's how he does it.
Yeah, my friend does that too.
I've backed him. I think this was issue 4 he's shipping at the moment.
I don't like.
I support him.
I don't agree with companies who use Kickstarter multiple times though.
Well,
that first time once you Kickstarter, you should be able to run a budget and fucking. Yeah. Have enough, capital to start your project and run your business correctly.
Point of personal successful. Privilege.
Yeah. It becomes the business model.
You can have a Kickstarter business.
The guy who I'm talking about, he did another Kickstarter after the one that I paid on that funded as well.
Yeah.
And, I don't think – I'd be surprised if any of it ever comes.
Yeah.
I think it was just a cash grab. He's actually here in Maryland. We should go see him.
No shit.
Got the goons. Usually when I fund stuff, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows about it already. It's already a popular thing. It's definitely getting funded.
Like, the one that comes to mind a lot, and it's a cool product, that one documentary, that Dungeon Master documentary, has that guy that does that Dwarven Forge stuff.
Yeah, Dwarven Forge is awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But he's done 7 Kickstarters.
Yeah, that's fine.
And each Kickstarter, he's raised, millions of dollars.
It's great.
No, it's not great, man.
It's business model.
It's not a good business model.
Obviously, it is because it's making a lot of money.
I don't know if he is making a lot of money. If he needs to keep on coming back to the well,
he doesn't need to. He's doing it. He doesn't.
No. I think the guy watching that documentary. The guy is a hot mess. And
maybe that keeps him on track.
Maybe.
I mean, do they give you give you all the money as soon as it funds, or do they?
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
I didn't know exactly.
It was right in your bank account.
And what do they keep though?
Oh, the fees are minimum.
Are they really?
It's through Amazon. That's when we did ours.
Oh, okay.
So if someone is getting people to fund it and it's funded and they're producing the product as promised, that's a good business.
Yeah, I mean,
if they fail to meet that, then it's a different story.
Yeah, and the quality of the product, right?
That's the thing. It's as Bobby's already established, it is a risky venture because it is a gamble for the people who back that person. So, I mean, the thing is. If it's a gamble each time, the more times you bet, the more times are likely that you lose. So the people that can't, float their business and do it properly, go back to Kickstarter over and over again, I just think that one of those times they're going to fuck somebody over.
Well, in a captivating segment on Monday night's Enter the Realm, Brian Brink went over spreadsheets
and
line graphs for at least 10 minutes on this. And basically he's come to the conclusion that he's basically built a forecast model for it.
Yeah.
And
that's been interesting to watch.
It has been. But the point he made is – there was basically after the barge funded, because he's comparing everything to the barge. Once the barge funded, there was a huge spike. Mm-hmm. And basically at this point, Unicron needs that spike to fund.
Yeah.
Not afterwards.
And Transformers is not Star Wars.
Right. It's I think it's 253 a day it needs going forward.
And to me, my opinion on that is the reason why it's not Star Wars is the same reason why it's not Marvel or Batman or anything else. It's because they've consistently changed what Transformers is and what Transformers means.
But, I mean, it's doing G1, though. Unicron is a G1 thing.
For sure. But what I'm saying is imagine if G1 had gone on since 84, would mean a lot more to a lot more.
I'm curious to know if there's a spike in the numbers after the transformation video went up.
That would be today and tomorrow. I'll be able to tell you in 3 days, I think.
Shout out to him sipping tea, though. That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was strange.
How did it transform? Was it interesting?
I haven't watched it.
It's basically a giant egg that folds up and goes on his back.
And legs.
An egg back.
Which doesn't really bother me.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm good, but that doesn't bother me. That's not I don't think there's any engineering component that would make me say, oh, well, never mind.
Which way would you keep them?
It depending on how that bitch looks.
I mean, in person.
You've seen it. Yeah, but seeing it in hand is different. In hand is different. If seeing it in hand, I'm like, oh, Lord, no, we can't do this. Then it's going in planet mode.
Yeah. I think planet mode is safe.
Planet mode is safe. Planet mode is how you know you'll be okay.
Are you ready for this one? Which one's his alt mode?
I think robot mode is the alt mode.
To me, planet mode is the alt mode.
To me, planet mode is who he is. Well, depends on the lore. Primus is Unicron, and
not in G1.
That's dependent on the lore. And the planet mode, I would always assume is
the primary.
The primary mode.
Yeah, I would have summoned you here.
I would disagree.
I think primary mode is robot mode.
He can't eat in robot mode.
I think.
How's your primary mode?
Yes, he can.
He did Galtron.
Not the whole planet eating.
Oh, that's what I think. I think that it's more functional to consume for him in planet mode, which is why he remains in planet mode. Chomp, actually. I think it's just because they wanted the payoff at the end of the movie is why I think it is. But if we're to be in universe, I would say that it was probably just to. It was easier to consume the planet in planet mode, whereas in robot mode, you'd be there all day fucking with that planet.
What do you think, Chris?
I think planet mode is how he rolls. I mean, I think primary mode. I think that's how he was created, and who knows? He might be able to become whatever form he needs to be intimidating.
I think planet mode is how he rolls.
No, don't change it. Don't change it now.
But I think it's on the side that is like a unicycle
with the one wheel.
If it's not his alt mode, it's his primary mode.
But I think it's also his alt mode. Like I think that Grimlock, the alt mode is the way he rolls.
Robot.
No, like I think the dinosaur mode is the way he rolls, but that's not his primary mode.
So he's a robot. He was a robot first.
No, I think the robot is his primary mode.
Yeah, because he was built as a robot that can turn into a dinosaur. But I thought Unicron was built as a planet to turn into a robot.
I agree.
But that's not the deciding factor for me as to what distinguishes which. And I don't think that Unicron is a living planet, like in the same way that Primus was. Like Primus had like people – it was Cybertron, so people lived on it. I don't think people live on Unicron.
He has stuff in him. He had little things.
Oh, so you're saying inside the is where the life is, not on the outside.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, it's not all him. He had things in him. Parasites or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yes.
He's an ecosystem.
I don't know if that's parasites as much as it is.
We have parasite on Earth. That's how I see it.
That's fair. But I think it was more so.
We have tons of parasites inside of us. We have a whole bio, you know.
I'm not debating that either. I think it was more like.
Microbiome.
Internal.
Philosophical discussion about Unicron.
Internal self-defense.
All right, mechanisms. Why don't you vote? Press one if you think his primary mode is the robot.
Or press two if it's the planet.
Just type it in the comments.
We ask questions often.
Yeah.
But finding some answers sometimes.
I feel like because he spends most of the movie, the majority of the movie in planet mode, that's why we're saying that.
Because like Ego, the living planet, the planet is all mode. His brain is a primary mode. Right, he was built as a brain, and he just fucking built a planet around himself because he learned how to.
And then he had a third, he's a triple changer. Yes. That's the human form.
I love getting brains, man.
I've never liked that euphemism.
I just like it because of Nori.
I don't like sex. I like brains.
Dumb.
Only white girl I'd fuck, Pamela Lee.
Any other...
Nerd week stuff?
No, I'm done.
Chris?
All right. So I watched a couple things. I've been watching wrestling a lot lately. I know you
wrestling
guys.
Or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Mainstream wrestling or indie wrestling?
Well, yes.
Greco-Roman?
Yes. Always. Oiled. Preferred.
Oh, dude. Have you seen a Turkish wrestling? Where they wear nothing but jeans and they're oiled up and they reach their hands in each other's pants?
No, I have not.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that's what that's called.
I thought that was called.
I have seen that.
I thought that was called Scout Camp.
But it's wild. I forgot what it's called.
Catholic. You know I was raised Catholic, right?
Catholic school.
I think you think I'm lying.
But I'd rather see turkeys wrestle. Actual turkeys.
I could see that happening. Come on. That's how the president decides who to pardon whoever wins the match.
Hey, how does an alpaca yell at somebody, Bobby?
Dude, I saw this llama the other day, and we were at the zoo,
Dude, it's leather pants too. It's not jeans.
It's real. I'm not lying.
You know what I have seen? I have seen them do. I didn't.
Of course, I've
never seen the hands in the pants.
They
bit.
Definitely reach out.
That, that's how that is.
Because they are oiled up.
You ever seen ants in the pants?
Ghosts in the pants.
So I've
look,
been,
look, he's, his Jesus hand Christ. Is straight and his ass crack.
Joe, you're supposed to be on my side on these things.
But you brought up fucking...
I brought up wrestling, not whatever that is.
Look at that. Look at ooh. That. That is in there. Fucking... He probably has his finger in his asshole using it as a bowling ball to get leverage. Anyway, sorry. I got excited about something. Hey, I like to teach, and you guys don't know this. I got to learn this Turkish wrestling to you guys. People, YouTube it.
Dude.
Just no. YouTube
it. Hey, Joe, let's give it a try. You gotta use the right kind of oil. I don't want you to pull out my body here.
My backyard.
Because that hurts.
That kind of looks like your backyard in that video.
It kind of does. Anyways.
Especially all the Turkish people sitting around Jesus in a circle.
Christ, I swear to God. WWE has stepped their game up a little bit because.
I think he's got balls right there.
There's new competition coming. There's a new wrestling promotion out there.
Like a wrestling like company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But yeah. Big enough to. Give them a run for the money.
So the people who own the Jacksonville Jaguars are backing this financially. It's on TNT. It starts, I think, in October.
On TV.
Yeah, TNT Network.
How's it their personalities?
It's AEW, so it's All Elite Wrestling. So it's
isn't it root beer?
No, it's ANW.
ANW.
So
that's cool. Oh,
okay.
You fucked me up with this. Wait, now I think about it.
JEW Double or Nothing's brought to you by ANW Root Beer.
Dude, that's what they should do. Absolutely.
Godhead. I don't think that would sell very well. So AEW it's Dusty Rhodes' son, Cody, who wrestled in
That's Country Rhodes.
Jesus. Which are also Christ. Dusty.
Can be.
Where
West
you're from.
Virginia. Oh,
I saw the W. I saw the W.
Anyways, wrestling's been a lot. It seems to be more entertaining lately.
Well, it's always good for things to have competition.
It is. I mean, and there is another. There's another promotion out there, but they're not on anybody's radar. But this is going to be good, like you said, for everybody. You know, it gives you an alternative, something to watch, and then the mainstream stuff like Super. It's been a lot better. I want to ask you guys a question.
You should start AWIF Wrestling, Alabama, where I'm from.
Wrestling.
That's fine. Only people from Alabama.
IFW.
Well, I ran that promotion in Alabama. It wasn't what it was called, but that's what it was. There were some people from Tennessee, too.
I want to hear this question.
So it was raining, proverbially cats and dogs on the way here.
I get it, man. This is not a bad song.
What do you think about people who stop on the side of the fucking road when it's where it's pouring rain?
Horribly dangerous.
It is horrible. I almost hit somebody.
Stop on the shoulder?
On the side, yeah. On the outside where you stop. But... like, here I am coming off my exit on the interstate, and, like, that's a merge there. As soon as the merge is over, these motherfuckers are parked. There's, like, four cars lined up.
I'm okay if the hazards light on and they're fully in the shoulder. Because some people can't drive. They will fucking hit somebody if they're
driving.
That's
what I'm saying. So, you know,
or they'll be really slow and you're going to hit them anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why not? Instead of – and look, my mom does that shit. It drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Why would you not just go 30 miles an hour? Because that's how fast everybody
sometimes
else is going.
Sometimes you just can't. Like, not everyone has the same abilities. They're old people. They're fucking just inept people.
You're completely right. They shouldn't be driving at all. Then.
I have mixed feelings about the flashers in the rain. Like, on one hand, I think it's obnoxious. But on the other hand, sometimes I do find it useful. Like, sometimes I do see cars that I don't normally see if they have their
motion.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have, like, fully new or can afford fully new windshield wipers. Your shit is just blurry. Like, you can't fucking see.
So you're responsible to make sure your vehicle's
so
updated
now,
before you
so
drive
now
Joe.
We're talking about a socioeconomic issue where people can't afford wiper blades. Is that why they're parked on the side of the road, Joe?
I'm just saying this is real life and this is how people live.
I think it's probably just because they're not comfortable more so.
And I get that.
They might have trash wiper blades.
Yeah, I'm giving reasons why it could be that they are unable to drive in that weather.
But still, I feel like they should do whatever they can to get to the next exit and get to a parking lot or something.
I'd rather them be pulled off on the side than be on the road, you know, and be fucking in the way.
I'm not a fan of it.
I'd rather they just give up the license.
Yeah, that works too.
I mean, that's a good amount of people.
Bring parallel parking back. Get rid of some of these fucking motherfuckers down the road.
That I agree with.
Totally unrelated, but speaking of driving, DoorDash is now in my town.
What about Gorbash?
What's DoorDash?
DoorDash is...
Yeah, you don't have a Gorbash yet?
Basically...
You still don't know, do you?
Y'all are fucking horrible. DoorDash is where they you use an app and, like, we ordered IHOP and had it delivered to my house.
Oh, that's cool.
Let me learn you something about them. I use them. Don't tip through DoorDash. Tip the person.
Okay, why is that?
Because they won't give it to... they use it to pay the salary. Oh. So like if they pay you the guy $5 to do a delivery, you give a $2.50 tip. They only paid him $2.50.
So Kelly was reading about like the back end of that, because I guess we had, it's 30 days free or something to get it delivered. And we were just looking
free food for 30 days.
No. There's no
delivery charge.
I've been eating pancakes every 3 hours. No, it's no delivery. They waive, but dude, the delivery fee is only like $6 or something like that.
Right.
But there's a ton of restaurants in my town that are actually on the program. Yeah. So.
Mount Airy, where you live.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind getting some Rose's Pizza every now and then.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
See,
how does that work?
I've used Grubhub and had nothing but horrible experiences.
No, DoorDash has been great. I've been using it for years.
I've used Grubhub sometimes when I'm on the. That was weird the way I said that.
Yeah. I used Grubhub. It's very nice.
Like that kid that takes a weird breath in the middle of the sentences. I've used Grubhub when I'm on the road. So if I'm in a hotel and it's pouring down rain and I don't want Domino's, I'll
order something. Make that poor son of a bitch walk in the rain for you.
I have. Remind me.
Here's your $2.50.
Yeah. Remind me after
the give it to him in person.
Remind me after the show.
Keep a roll of quarters by the door.
I have a question for you guys to ask for Patreon.
Okay. Let's see. I watched a couple movies this week. I watched Batman Begins. Okay. I hadn't watched that in a while. It holds up great. I mean, there's even like, and I know I've watched it. I know I've watched it since, I've seen all of them, but even some of the things Descartes was saying about they took my wife from me and that all ties in, at the end.
Yeah.
I still tear up
when he says, I never thanked you and you'll never have to. Like, that shit still hits me right in that fucking emotion pocket.
Who was that now?
At the end, when he's on the rooftop after the day has been saved, Gordon says to him, I never thanked you. And he turns around and he says, and you'll never have to.
You know what gets me when he says even something as small as putting a coat on the shoulders of a boy?
Yeah, but that's Dark Knight Rises.
Right. That gets me too. And then it's confusing. And then he's in Paris or whatever. Spoiler alert. I watched that.
I love that part.
It's your favorite.
I watched the new It.
Oh, the chapter 2? Is that already?
No. I'm sorry.
I watched, did we talk about this in person?
We talked about it in person. Okay. Yeah. It's almost like we should sequester.
I feel like we can't talk. That's why
we don't hang out. I was thinking about that on the way. I was like, well, we... But so I watched It. I'm not a big fan of the horror genre. And that movie was...
Really?
Why bother watching it?
I think it's dumb. Because...
I'm really surprised.
No, I just think that... I mean, most of it's just like, who the fuck's going to put themselves in that situation? And why can you not run in a straight
white
line?
People.
Why are you coming back to check on this monster to make sure it's dead? Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
You just don't like
the classic tropes of horror movies.
Correct. Gotcha. And this It movie was fine.
I mean, why
would
you stand right there when a guy's doing a backflip off the top rope right onto you? Same reason. It's entertaining.
Fair enough. It's fair. Look, I get it, but...
That's fucked up. Don't talk about wrestling that way.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I didn't. I'm just,
No, that's a valid point. And look, I know there's tons of people are in the horror, and that's great.
Yeah.
But that movie was just like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of dumb.
I think if you don't like horror and don't get scared, because I like horror, but I don't get scared. If you don't like horror and you don't get scared, then you shouldn't watch horror because it's all dumb.
See, I only like horror where I do get scared. Like if it gives me that unnerving.
And
I can't
think of anything that's ever given me that feeling.
Oh, I definitely
like you're probably not a superstitious person.
No, definitely. I'd be like, man, I'm not going downstairs. You go downstairs. you're thirsty outside. I'll get something out of the sink.
But I want to watch the sequel now just to see how it all plays out.
Because it's only a two-parter, right?
Yeah. The second part's 3 hours. So.
God damn.
Hold your piss breaks to the end.
Wasn't it real long in the original TV version?
It was a miniseries.
It was a miniseries.
Combo Breaker.
Yeah. I watched a documentary I can't recall the name of on Netflix about statistics and numbers.
Brian Brink had you interested in numbers?
Well, honestly,
or was it Bobby that got you interested in numbers?
So
I'm not interested.
The part that really...
That's my horror movie.
The thing that caught my attention is it's called the Law of Large Numbers. Mm-hmm. And this is basically...
I saw the sequel, The Law of Large Women. I saw that one.
Can I get a link? This basically the law of large numbers means that the more numbers you have, mm-hmm. the closer the average will be to what you're trying, what the goal, like the number actually is.
Yeah.
So they used an example like this woman walked around with a can of jelly beans or something, getting people to guess. Mm. And then she counted the jelly beans and then averaged all the answers, and it was within 10%. Mm-hmm. There's some famous study from I don't know how long ago, but it basically it was something similar, but they got within 1% in this study, so it's always proven. So, you know, I just thought it was interesting the way that the data works out, that there's people that are way low and way high, but the average is normally pretty close to
it. Speaks to us as a conglomerate species.
Yes, exactly. Like exactly.
Shared consciousness.
Maybe.
Or like with enough data points, you're going to get the fucking right thing.
Some species are shot in our hometown.
Something I was watching, where like if you take these mice and you have like a buzzer that gives them food and a buzzer that shocks them, right? And they've never seen the buzzer, right? And then you'll have like it'll take them 20 hours to figure out the shocking buzzer. But the next group of mice, it'll be like 18 hours. The next group of mice, it'll be 10 hours. The next group of mice, it'll be like 2 hours. And each generation that you expose to the same situation, it's less and less time to effectually solve the problem. And they did the same thing with like this image. It's like imagine like a bunch of smoke, right? Like the shapes of smoke, but in the smoke, they're like human faces, like in like silhouettes. And you take it to a group and you show them and they'll count like 5 faces. And then the next group will count like 20 faces. And the next group will count like 50 faces. And that every consecutive group is better and better at this puzzle, no matter, you know, what it is. It's just, it's this crazy thing that like, we don't understand why that behavior happens, but it happens a bunch of stuff. Like whenever anybody breaks like a sports record, right? Like nobody can run a 4-minute mile, and as soon as one person runs a 4-minute mile, like 30 people do it.
Yeah,
you know.
I like that shit they talk about in Why the Last Man, where like they'll be watching like chimps over here and chimps over there, and like all of a sudden one chimp will start, you know, using his hand to drink water, and then he'll use a coconut. And then a chimp, like, hundreds of miles away will start using a coconut as well at the same time.
That's
like,
it. That's cool. The thing.
The hive mind. I got the Hot Toys John Wick. John Wick 2.
I saw the box, so to speak.
It is.
Now, are you going to make the vehicle, like a 1.6 vehicle, the Mustang?
I mean, if I could ever find one, I might, but, you know. I've got the 12-scale one that nobody else has. Yeah, let me get on that.
Can your dad do it? Any metalwork wise?
Nah, I don't know. That's
sculpted and cast out of plastic.
Like, with them things you buy at like the little market, like it's like a dog with like spring ears.
All you gotta do is sculpt and cast the body.
I know. I'll just have to find somebody.
1.6 car frame.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. Well, I don't know when I'll do that, Joe. I'm so busy.
You are very busy.
So busy.
Booked and busy.
Am I missing the busy joke?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just from here. Like, he missed a couple episodes, and then he didn't have time to like get together to watch a movie. He was too busy watching movies at his house. You know, like,
then he made a joke like he better not be on Inner Realm.
And then I was like, you better not be on Inner Realm tonight.
So funny thing, I've missed a couple episodes as you are aware because you were here doing the episodes. So going back and like wanting to catch up, I'm like, oh my god. We do so many callback jokes from our individual conversations that like I can't like half of the show has to be like what are these guys talking about.
So I ran into that on a wrestling podcast. I was listening to a podcast and it was a retired wrestler, but they were 200 episodes in, and literally I had no idea what they were talking about. The entire thing was an inside joke.
Oh really?
To the point where I could not, as a new person, interact with this.
Ergo. We need to stop talking to each other outside of recording.
Dude,
that's right.
Wrestling was an inside job.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You think they knew what was going to happen? Mm-hmm. It's tragic.
It's tragic.
But the John Wick figure, that's probably some of the best tailoring I've seen. Like
the
sports coat is on point. He's got, you know, it's a 3-piece suit. He's got the vest, and it's something really clever to prevent it from ever ripping. Like when you're trying to pose him in any way, it's got all the little buttons and it's magnetically attached to the back piece, just like this. You see how I'm doing this, guys, with my hand? I don't know why I'm doing this, but yeah, I just thought that was clever as hell.
So does he have a bunch of like holsters and shit?
Well, no, he doesn't.
Pistols
have
pistols on his belt.
He doesn't. Right? He doesn't have any.
Really?
Well, the only time he ever, I don't know that he had any.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, is Jamie in?
No, yeah, the wrong number.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Man, you should have let me do that.
Dude.
No, I can't. I'm not.
She can't talk right now.
I was hoping.
He's sucking my dick.
Is that boy Jamie or girl Jamie?
Jamie can be a boy's name, too.
Hey.
Okay, I was hoping it was going to be one of those, my car insurance, whatever, because I want to run that credit card number past them.
Oh, which I need one? To tell that story too. Thank you for reminding me. So
I'm going to wait for it to happen.
One, two, three.
He doesn't.
Four, five, six, seven.
But I'm doing it nice and slow.
He doesn't come with a bunch of holsters because he never really. I mean, if you think about
just
it,
just grab guns off people.
Yeah, well, like in John Wick 2, he lines the cathedral hallway.
Yeah,
with all
a bunch
the guns.
Of guns
and,
yeah.
One, two, three. Read it back to me. Make sure you have it right so far. I'm sorry. Okay, it comes with.
Now you got to do it. You got to do it like this. It's 12:34. 50, 56, 78. Read it back to me real quick. One at a time.
All right. I'm sorry. So what is he? Does he come with a dog? He should come with a dog.
He does not come with a dog.
Like two.
He comes with a dead dog.
There's a dog in two. There's a different dog.
There's a bloody streak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sad face.
On the floor.
Actually, the Mafex came with a dog, and the Mezco was coming with a dog, but the Hot Toys did not.
Trash.
Bobby reminded
UPS
me UPS
probably lost in the mail.
Probably so.
They'd probably do real fur.
Oh, yeah. I bet you they would. That would look great on a pit bull. Yeah.
Little like
felt shit.
Little toothbrush wire, like brushes and bristles.
Someone's gonna do static grass for your dog fur.
Well, yeah, he can do it.
I had this. Yeah, I had this interesting telemarketer call this week. It was an obvious scam from the get go, and it was on my work phone, and it was a Maryland number. So I just answered it because it's my work phone.
Did you say Maryland?
Maryland.
Okay, just making sure. Let's find the sauces.
Maryland. It was a recording. Good news. We've lowered all your credit card interest rates to zero. Press 9 for more information. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So somebody picks up the phone. I don't remember if it's Javier. I think his name is Javier. He says, hello, this is Javier. How may I help you? It was not a, hey, thanks for pressing 9. Let's get... And I'm immediately suspect here. And I'm putting on. I'm like, yeah, you said you could reduce my credit cards. Yeah, how much? He said, do you have more than $3,000 credit card debt? Man, I probably got $40,000. and
when
he,
I was 18.
And then he says, well, which one's got the highest balance? Says, oh, man, it's going to be that JCPenney card. My wife wears that one out. And this is what he said next. You ready? Give me the number. I was like, what do you need the number for? So I can go in and make it 0%. I'm like, I don't know if I'm comfortable giving you my number. And then I'm trying to figure out the best way to
Joker.
Say it. Yeah, he says, give me the number, my Joker. And I said, excuse me? And he keeps saying, my Joker to me over and over.
Like, not Joker, though.
No, right. Saying the...
okay,
yeah,
gotcha. I'm striking.
The yeah.
That's our joke, not yours.
Well, I looked at him, and he directed me to say that, because I would have said ninja.
But
that's my word. You can't use that either.
Wow.
But because we had a conversation where you were saying like you were like you were shocked.
I was like he
was shocked but was able to channel the shock into the character.
Yeah, I did because he asked me if I broke and I kept it. I'm like, what do you, why do you keep saying that to me? He's like, are you not my Joker? I'm like, what? No, I'm not. And then finally I said, look, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm fucking with you and this is the worst scam anybody's ever run. And he said, fuck you, and hung up. I tried to call back, and it's a dead number, but you know what I was thinking in my head? Oh,
you're trying to help him out.
I wish I had recorded this in some capacity, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is
unbelievable.
Crazy.
I mean, it obviously works.
Just to
somebody's
going to
give it to
just
him.
Just to drop.
Old people.
To drop old all people. That professionalism.
Old people.
You know, like that's the thing, is like if you – I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I can see it being like you're so excited that you finally got somebody
that you're
just like, you, like balls to the wall. Let's get this
it's
done.
Gonna work.
Let's get this done.
I think it would be a good – I think it would be funny to either write a story about or actually purposefully fall for all this shit, but have like some bogus accounts you gave them just to see how far it actually went.
It's. I mean, this shit's got to just stop working in about 20 years. I mean, we're just not have old people that don't know shit no more.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
There'll be some new shit.
I mean, there is.
You know what I mean, instead of the internet.
No, it'd be some simple person too, man.
It could be.
Simple Jack.
But you know what I mean? It's whatever. It's whatever we won't know when we're 60.
That's right. I mean,
spit
I feel,
into this cup.
If you're wearing a helmet, you're not going to have a credit card, right?
Look, so who wants to continue with the how do I
Yeah, so
I got about 20 minutes left. So,
are you serious? Yeah. Are we? Oh man,
yeah, skip to Adam. You didn't talk about your anime
continue,
watching
continue.
Yet.
Oh, I totally forgot about that too. Okay, I watched two of the animes Joe told me to suggested last week that I watched. I got through. Are we recording?
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, you looked at him like
no. I'm just gonna say rate each one out of five.
Okay, so I watched. Tell me which ones I watched. I watched
Backstreet Girls.
The Backstreet Girls out of five.
Wait, we do.
Is that the one with
doing
the
alpha? Not alpha.
The gang that was converted to women.
Yes.
Yes.
Five is average.
Is that 80%? That's 80%, though, right?
No, we're gonna do ABCDE.
Oh no, we're, no, no.
We're doing ABCDF from now on.
Yeah, or stars, right?
Or stars.
Out of five, I'll give it 3 stars. Just because I only watched the first episode. Oh, I got okay. The premise.
3 to 5?
That one was...
So a D?
That no, one was...
6-ish.
That one was weird because it's not really animated, if you look at it. It's
I haven't looked at it. I just listened to it while...
Oh, it's literally just like there's pictures, and they just kind of slide across the screen a little bit, and they've got some things and music.
It's like those animated comic book things.
Almost just like that. Yeah, that's how that one is.
Motion comics?
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
It works for me because they're reading out loud and I can do my thing.
I just find it distracting.
And the other one was the cooking one.
Food Wars.
First of
all, I got in trouble with him.
Joe doesn't think to tell people that you might not want to watch this with your kids around because when the lady ate the piece of squid, the squid goes up inside. There's tentacles.
You don't see nothing.
You don't see nothing, but when your daughter's in the room, you have to answer some questions. But it was a good show after all said. I mean, literally, there were people having orgasms everywhere after eating their food. And
because the food's so
they're
good.
Naked. And, but it doesn't show anything, but they're naked.
So out of five?
I'll probably give that one a 4.
Is it hentai?
No, it's not.
Etchy. Etchy is not the same as hentai.
It's not. All right.
I'm tracking. I'm familiar with that.
Etchy is just, yeah.
You guys watching bugged out shit.
I got a complaint today.
Only reason I came in today.
Yeah. I got a bad review.
So hurry up. I want to give a hypothesis.
So you didn't use a skull white for your final dry brush.
You finished it. No? Dryorama. They had one suggestion.
I never took any money from this person.
What platform were you rated on?
Well, the only place you can rate me is Facebook.
Okay.
But so the conversation
and
started.
Hot or not. Awesome.
Right. So I posted this. Clients, as soon as you name your price, and it's the three dots that morphs into
a ghost.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
And this guy, okay, there's a guy that I talked to.
Guy?
Mm-hmm. There's this guy. He had sent me a message back in May and was interested in a commission and a project.
$36 budget.
Hang on. Never got to money with this. He sent me a message right before I went to meet with Mezco.
Okay.
So time frame wise, it was a horrible time. He didn't know that, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I sent him a couple. He asked me a couple times, hey, have you had a chance to look? And it's a very complicated project. It's like a room with a staircase piece in the middle, but that's got to be modular because he wants to be able to put something else, and he wants all these little bits and pieces built. It was going to be a very complicated
project. Very technical.
Yeah. Very technical. And honestly, by the time I sent him a message on the 13th of July saying, hey, how big do you want these walls? Because I had some time finally, and I was going to lay it out. No response. He read it. No response. Okay. Well, it's there if he wants it. So he posts something on there. My experience with Crashbox was completely different. I had blah, 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 and 2 months went by and no reply. I didn't even get a price. Like, okay, well, that's actually fair. But I replied to him, hey, I sent you a message on the 13th. It's waiting on a response. So go back to that conversation. I had like, well, hey there. And then basically he starts calling me. He calls me dishonest. He calls me all sorts of stuff. I won't get into the weeds on it. But basically.
Oh, you should read it.
Yeah,
you should.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up real quick.
People love the drama.
I have, in
myself
fact.
Myself included. Did you see that Zeta, that Zeta Toys shit I did? Where I was like, they're kind of like the TM. I was like, they're kind of like TM.
Z.
And I was like, wait a minute. Because it was like all real time. I was like, I'm probably the TMZ of third party. Yeah. Isn't that a bitch?
You're reporting on the fucking drama. Yes, that's you.
Let's see here. Let me go back because this is a lot. Let's see here.
Are we going to drop names here or no?
No, I mean.
His name is Joe Smucatelli.
It's pretty close. We had talked back and forth. I had sent him something. He said something to me on the 29th of June. Any update on the project? And this was on the 29th of June. I said, man, I got to sit down and figure years out. If you want to go ahead and give me a $50 deposit to lock in a spot, I can plan to start in August. I had a huge project with a deadline
fall in my lap. Now I'm working on. He said, yeah, you haven't priced anything out for me. I can't put a deposit down on something.
Which is fair.
I don't even know what it's going to cost. And look, I get that. But listen, dude, if you want to get on the books with me,
you
need to give me a deposit. Otherwise, I'm not going to write your name down on my sheet.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was like, just to play devil's advocate, there's no way I would drop $50 deposit and then you'd be like, well, the diorama is going to cost $4,000. And I'm like, well, fuck. Like,
right. I get that. But that was all I had for him at the time.
And it makes sense for you because you have more work than you have time.
Is the deposit refundable?
Yeah, it would have been.
Okay. Well, then that's
fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
So on the 13th of July, I sent him, I've been looking at your project this week. This is quite the undertaking. Let's start with the three walls and the floor. Can I assume you want the walls to be about 20 by 20? Nothing. No response. He left on red. Today, after that post, I said, hi there. He's like, oh, hi there. I said, just following up here on the message I sent last month. Oh, I'm waiting the 2 months between correspondence. I gave him a thumbs up. You know, like how I sent you an email on the 20th of May. And I said, correct, because he's just stating facts. And you ask the first follow-up question 2 months later. Correct. And then he comes back with great customer service. I said, I do apologize about that. We've been very busy with other projects. Are you interested in continuing this process? No. You have been incredibly smug this whole time. Correct. The word you were looking for was sorry. So this guy's coming at me with daggers from the get-go. I said, once again, my apologies. I did follow up and you didn't respond. And he says, you followed up 2 months later. I didn't respond because I no longer was interested in working with you. There was nothing more needed to say.
Well, apparently there was.
And I said, okay, thanks. Figured that was the end of it. I was wrong. I work as a freelance front-end developer for small businesses. If I'm working on a project that could be 2 years out, I still take meetings with prospective clients and bill out their project and give them a timeline when I can start and finish. It's the nature of working as a freelancer. So this is the advice portion of the conversation. How can you expect someone to be in business with you and you didn't take their project seriously? And, oh, yeah, give me $100 and I'll put you on the list. We never even talked about how much it would cost. Oh, all right. How big do you want this thing? Like you're doing things out of order. So now he's telling me how to run my business.
He's a freelance specialist, so you should yield to his superiority.
And I said, that's why I asked you about the size to start. That way I would be able to gauge the size of the pieces you wanted. At the start, I thought you asked at the end of our conversation. May 23rd, you said to me, I haven't had a chance to price it out yet. And then on July 13th is the first question you ask to price it out. And I said it was the start of me getting you a price, man. Look, I've been super swamped. Your project is super complex, and I'm sure you know that. Lots of different pieces to make and all make work together. This isn't a three-piece alleyway you asked me for. He said, you dropped the ball. My piece is complicated and expensive, so I think it would get the same kind of attention and care. And I said, correct, meaning I can't read my own writing. Meaning I could price that out on the fly, meaning an alleyway. Lots of design work would need to go into your huge project. That takes time. And honestly, I did not have that time to dig in until I asked about the size. Take that for what it is. So you should have asked about that size on May 23rd. So now he's telling me what I did wrong. At this point, you're being dishonest. I don't see where I've been dishonest yet.
I don't think you've been.
And I said, hang on, how's that? Why did you wait 2 months to ask about it?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hope you find what you're looking for elsewhere.
Wait. Okay. Why? And he says, why did you wait 2 months to ask about the size? Why did you say you haven't had a chance to price it out on May 23rd, indicating you knew I was waiting on a price estimate and then not ask about size until July 13th? I said, that was the first time I could get to it. I had a huge project dropped in my lap with a deadline. Look, I've apologized for the time issue. At this point, we can go our separate ways or we can have a productive conversation about your project. And then he keeps on. I mean, your apology is bullshit. I don't know where – that's what he says. I don't know where you were taught how to treat and talk to customers, but you suck at it.
I do. Alabama. Where are you from?
Is this Karen?
No. First, by dropping the ball on normal procedures for someone commissioning you. I mean, it's the first step, price and timeline. And then when you were told how you fucked up, you respond condescendingly with correct. He was literally just stating facts. I was agreeing. You're an asshole. That's correct. And I said, right on, man. I appreciate the feedback. Hits me with, am I wrong? So I sent him pictures of what he sent me. Said, man, this is a lot. I'm not sure if you expected me to drop everything and quote this. Maybe my speed isn't up to your standards, but nonetheless, thanks for the feedback. I hope you have someone else in mind that can tackle your project and meet your expectations. I was assuming we were done, But we're not.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I expected you to be able to quote me a price estimate almost immediately.
What
do you mean drop everything and quote this? Hang on. This is important. I build websites. And even if someone came to me with a site that was bigger in scale than anything I've ever built, I would still be able to price out in a short period of time. It may take years to build, but I can price it out in a day or two tops. How else do you start your commissions? This is the dishonesty I was talking about.
Dishonest would be lying to you about the price.
Right, exactly.
And lying to you about being done when you're not going to be done.
Exactly. I said, honestly, does any of this matter? If we're not doing business together, then we should be done here. If you feel slighted and you want... And you obviously do, then please find someone else to do your project. See, dishonest. It should matter to you. I still don't understand how anything is dishonest. And then he says, you are claiming you would have to drop everything to price out my project. And at that fucking point, I would.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand. Yeah. 2 months is a reasonable time to wait to ask starting about a project. And I said, okay, man.
Mezco was like, do you want this bug figure or not?
Like I said above, I may not be able to start work on a new client's project, but then they will get a proposal and price within a couple of days. What would you like me to do here? That's what I said. You keep saying the same thing. Own it instead of deflecting. Own it. And I didn't want to have this conversation. I saw your Instagram post, and it didn't mirror my experience at all. I said, no, you wanted to – and these messages kind of intercepted each other. I said, no, you wanted to post publicly about it instead of messaging me back. I get it. We can agree to disagree. Have a great day. Thumbs up. We're not done. Sticker shock at estimates. Where's my estimate? You are soliciting people for money. I said, $750. There it is. You are a business. Public feedback is part of the gig. I tried to hire you, and you dropped the ball. When I hire a bad plumber, I tell my friends not to hire them too. Cool deal. Hopefully you tell the plumber he did the crappy job as well. Sorry this didn't work out.
Wow.
We're still going.
Good grief.
Of course I did.
How, was this one day or through multiple
this
days?
This is all this morning. If you hire
this
someone,
morning?
Yeah. If you hire someone and they do a shit job, of course you tell them. They need to improve. Look, negative feedback is good if you handle it better. And I said, plumber equals shit job. I see what you did there. Fell on deaf ears. Wasted joke. And I said, didn't work out. I don't have a bad reputation. This was just piss poor timing on my part. And at this point, I'm just trying to get out of this conversation. Because the stupid app they have through the business pages, if you don't respond, it like changes your algorithm
or whatever.
Next time you drop the ball like you did, not timing's fault, it's yours. Don't throw blame on your customer. You responded to my comment with you haven't responded since July 13th. Facts. Try to blame me. That's when I went off the handle. This shit ain't my fault. I never said that, man. I did reply promptly. Once again, my apologies for that. This shit isn't your fault. I hope you can find someone to tackle this in the manner you wish. And this motherfucker says, fuck you. And I said, cool deal. And then, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we're almost done. Find someone to handle my commission in the manner I wish. You mean professionally. Yeah, I'm paying $725. I expect professionalism. I don't know if you are purposely trying to be a condescending prick, but wow, you are. This motherfucker don't know me, but maybe he does. That's me talking
yeah,
there. Of course this shit isn't my fault. I don't need you to tell me that. I was saying you shouldn't try to publicly blame your customers, which I didn't.
I think he thinks your Instagram posts are about him.
They're not.
Oh, the ghosts?
Yep.
They're not at all.
But you never gave him a price.
I know, but I think he saw that.
Oh.
On his end, he's thinking like cuz he's sending like the what's up with the you know what I mean?
Oh,
sending
yeah,
the $50
yeah.
and all that. He's not getting a reply. He's also posting that and he's like, "Oh, this is about me."
And then he left me the only bad review I've ever gotten. It's they're unprofessional, rude. Well,
you can't really trust a business with zero bad reviews anyway.
So
Smash Crate has zero bad reviews.
So the fact that he would not end that conversation, it was I don't know.
Wasted so much of your time.
He's mad. He was mad. He needed to vent.
But he didn't. He wasn't entitled to anything.
So
he didn't pay, you anything.
I agree.
Long story short,
he's in the wrong. There's no doubt about
sure.
it. But I mean, all of that's all shit he's had. That's months.
And it may not
that's
even
him thinking in his own
me.
Head for 2 months
yeah.
by himself.
Yeah.
So
in the dark being angry.
I blocked him on all platforms just because I don't want him, you know. He went back and said something else on Instagram because I deleted what he said after he and I started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back and made another snarky comment. So yeah, I said, all right, you're done. So I blocked him on there. And what's funny is I was in my head. I'm like, this dude's going to leave me a bad review. I should probably just go ahead and block him. And I didn't. And he left me a bad review.
God bless.
But you know what? I have so many customers that have never left me a review that have left them today. It's so surprising.
Booked and busy.
Yeah. So I think I'm seriously
thinking
about...
I think we should hire him to our website.
I think we should. I'm seriously thinking about changing my business model.
One thing's for sure. I know he'll be in touch.
Yeah. He'll be on top of it. That would be funny. He's like, hey, man, totally unrelated. I got some web work I need done. Would you? And I heard you're pretty responsive.
It's a fucking Wednesday morning. Shouldn't he be fucking working and stuff? Bullshit?
You should do that.
He's working. That would be funny. Just hit him up from my personal page and just say, hey, man, I heard you do some web design.
Joseph, he's working on a web page and still finding time
to argue with me.
That's the point.
So I did the pre-order for the doc. I ended up doing, actually, I took one yesterday. This guy was like,
you're supposed to not do that.
You big softy.
Yeah, do you so charge a premium?
I did.
Okay, good.
I Crash Doc Customs.
Anyways, 13 of those to
How
do.
About Crush 10? Crush Ben?
No,
Crush
Ben. He's working on a doc.
Oh.
So I'm thinking about just not taking commissions anymore, doing these batches of things, and then doing company work and things like that.
As long as you can stay busy just doing that.
Because the thing is now with the tools I've got, designing something is really the cost. And if that's not something I can replicate, then why do I want
to? Or just have a $500 design fee attached to whatever else.
Because might want the artistic challenge.
Yeah. Keep it fresh.
A-R-T.
There's a guy that talked to me about the safe thing, the diorama I made that was safe.
I'm going
to
go get a thing of toothpicks and pour them out on the floor. We can do it right now.
Huh?
Autistic challenge. Is that
I didn't see that. Who said that?
Definitely Rain Man.
Okay.
I'm like at 7. I can see it from here.
It's 3 in the box.
You suck at that.
I don't even remember where I was. Okay, Adam, your turn.
It's time to go.
Isn't it Joe's turn?
Well, no, it's definitely your turn.
If we let Joe go last, he's going to bitch about some kind of fucking privilege.
If you don't go.
White privilege thing.
Now.
So I haven't done much. I had work the last two Saturdays. So that sucks. And I've been dealing with some addiction issues. Not myself, but somebody else. So that's been fun. But I did manage to finish watching Swamp Thing. Which, did I start last 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had mentioned when you started it.
Yeah. It was good, man. It sucks how all that got fucked up. Like, it was filmed in North Carolina, and we talked about it before where somebody fucked up some paperwork someplace, and they lost $40 million. They did a good job, man. They really, it was dark as fuck. It was.
It should be, I guess.
No, I'm talking about it was graphically violent and people getting their jaws ripped out. And this was one part where this fucking tree branch came through somebody's the side of somebody's mouth and came out. Mm-hmm. And so their bottom jaw was gone. They're like, oh.
I mean, I always saw Gary Swamp
Busey's
Thing
son,
as...
who's always annoying to me. What's his name? Chad Busey, maybe.
Chad. Definitely Chad.
I mean, I always saw Swamp Thing as a kind
Jake
of horror.
Busey?
Oh, it's definitely horror.
Yeah,
Jake,
so,
yeah.
So it makes sense that it's dark.
There's just one tight part where he's chasing these fucking hunters or something that were shooting at him, and he punches his tree, and on the other side of the tree little spikes come out and darts or whatever. It's fucking dope, man. Yeah, he's running through, he's boom boom, and hitting trees, and they're flying at these guys. This one guy gets all in his face. He looks like fucking Pinhead. So it was good, man. I think that there is a change. I haven't read Swamp Thing forever, but there's a change to the origins that was really interesting, and this applied a very good twist to the story and made you think about the character, the whole origin switch.
Point of personal privilege, I forgot that I watched the Batman Hush.
Oh, was it good?
It is. They changed it a lot.
I heard that. They changed it. Don't spoil it.
I want to watch it too. It was a good. Do you have that book? I want to borrow that and read that book.
Yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, you probably have 3 copies of it.
Yeah, probably.
You can have one. Did it end?
It ended in a spot that's fine.
Okay.
There's definitely cliffhangers, but the
proper arc is closed.
The proper arc is closed, and the totality of the cliffhangers doesn't really matter. You can think that this character who is left in a precarious situation you just assume is going to die. It doesn't matter.
Like Little Small Lies.
Yeah.
Mm. Such a good show.
And they did some really cool things. This one little spoiler bit. But they did some really cool elements to keep the actual actor who played Alec.
Guinness.
Not that.
Hello there.
So he wasn't just a Swamp Thing mode at all times. There's points in time where he's talking to himself, as Swamp Thing is talking to Alec. And there's times that other people see him as Alec.
Have you ever read Alan Moore's run on Swamp Thing?
I don't know.
See, I don't think I have either. And I feel like it's another one of those things I feel like I should.
Yeah.
Like that Animal Man run, that Swamp Thing run, and Sandman. They're like in my top three.
So I enjoyed it.
Is there no way to revive? No one's going to pick up the series?
You know what? If HBO takes over DC, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
It's Time Warner taking over HBO, kind of.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
The HBO streaming service, you know, this is wider. But like, I would definitely put it on the production level was really high. You know,
I mean, nowadays it's just important.
Yeah,
man.
It's really high. The characters are good.
It's fucking important.
It's more common nowadays for TV shows to be high.
Yeah, I guess. So The Boys is different.
The one goofy bit is a guy from
Game of Thrones forever.
The guy from 90210 that. Was in Sharknado.
Luke Perry. No.
No, not him.
Ian Ziering.
Yes, that guy.
You're welcome.
So he's in it. And his character is like the Blue Devil, the Blue Demon, the Blue Devil, another DC mythical creature.
Oh, like Constantine level mythical shit. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Duke, the basketball player.
You would think. Mm. It starts out that campy.
New Jersey Devil.
And then it gets fucking stupid. And they kind of let that go. To be like something else, so you can come back in, or just it was a side piece story. So I enjoyed it. It was fine. Then I finished The Boys. My wife loves that show, obsessed with it. She wants to read the graphic novels. It was great. It was exceptional. I haven't read that whole thing. I think I've read like half of it one time, and then I read like half of maybe I read book one.
I've actually haven't read it either. I've read three quarters of it twice, and it's because I'm missing volume 7 and volume 8.
Oh, really?
I have 1 through 6 and 9.
That's bullshit.
Because I've been buying them in the 50% off bin.
Well, they're not going to be 50% off now.
No, they'll put out special editions.
Yeah, probably. I thought it was great. The guy who plays Homelander is fucking awesome. I think the acting was.
There's like a huge twist to Homelander in the comics. Is there a?
She probably shouldn't
say yeah, but it's not even good. Give me one. I need more weeks.
It's fresh. It's 2 weeks, right?
I can't remember.
What was your rule? You said 2 weeks and didn't talk about anything.
It was about movies. It was about movies.
So he's an alien in this.
I will watch that on my very long hair.
All right, so yeah, you can't watch Swap Thing around the kids. You cannot watch The Boys around the kids.
Yeah, that'll be airplane fodder for me. I have kids.
Around
the cats. And
the cats will be bothered.
That's the only thing that I've done.
It's not...
So my car's in the shop right now. And which sucks. So I have a rental, which is kind of cool because it's fun to drive something different as well. But fucking CarMax, I got my first complaint with CarMax, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my wife bought a car from CarMax. It's been in the shop longer than she's had it.
Oh, wow.
And they finally figured out what was wrong with the air conditioning wasn't working, which in the middle of July is not fun. Took it back once and then had to take it back again. And they've had it for like 3 weeks total, maybe a month total, waiting to get it fixed.
Does it take that long?
Do they give you a warranty at all?
So there's a first 30-day thing where if anything happens, you take it back, right? So we brought it to them and they scheduled it outside of 30 days. Like, we can't take it now. We can take it next Thursday. And like, that's going to be outside of 30 days. Like, we'll honor it. And then we got it back. And then we got it back and immediately we're like, still not working. They're like, okay, well, we're going to honor it, but bring it in like the next week. And then it sat there for a week and then she's still not going to get it back till Friday. Mm. So this has started since I want to say.
And you say it's an air conditioner that's not working?
It does not work.
What kind of vehicle is it?
It's a Kia Sorento.
That shouldn't be hard. I mean, there's only so many things that could be wrong.
Yeah, they finally
IKEA
figured
it. Sorrento.
Oh, that would have been fixed easy.
Dude, take that bitch apart. They started making cars. Where
two people put it together.
What if Elon gets with IKEA?
So
build your own car.
Their service center fucking sucks. Like, they do not get back to you. They're like, so
is it run by the same people as UPS?
Probably.
Yes.
So if like. You can buy warranties. I see warranties from CarMax, like, you know, $50, $100, $200, $300. We're going to get to that. I'm getting to that.
That's where they make their money.
So when we bought my car, I got like the $300 deductible. And I was like, hey, you know, this is a newer car. I should be fine. And I can, you know, but if you bring it to CarMax, they take $50 off of it. So it's only $250, right? My wife, for whatever reason, we picked the $100 one for her, which is probably a good thing because it looks like her car might be more fucked up than mine. So I was driving and all of a sudden my car couldn't charge. And I just got this charging warning because I was like half electric. So I took it back, tried to plug it in, see if it reset, didn't work. I called up CarMax. I was like, listen, do you guys want me to drop it off? He's like, listen, it's going to be a couple of days. Like, well, I can take it to the cat because we got to take it to the Cadillac dealership. Like, well, I can just take it there myself. But are you guys going to honor the like the $50 thing? Like, give me that. You get like a $50 cut off the bill. Like, so I only have to pay $250 on my deductible instead of $300. Yeah, we got you. No problem. I'm like, cool. So I went in there and took it in, and they know Cadillac people take it. The one thing I say about Cadillac, they always give you a nice rental vehicle. So I got another Cadillac to drive, and so I'm cool with that. So that was Thursday. I dropped it off. Cadillac called me Monday night. And I listen, this is wrong with the battery. It needs to be reprogrammed. This is wrong. Also, it needs to be reprogrammed. And then like some kind of coolant thing for the battery to keep it cool. You got to redo that one. And she's like, so it's going to be $800.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, well, I got my deductible. So $250, right? Like, well, no, because the first part, the first part of it is like $219. And then the second part is $237. I'm like, whoa, why are you itemizing things on the deductible? It should just be one bill. Well, no, that's how it is. And CarMax only gives you an hour to do the work, and it's 3 hours. Like, 3 hours to do what? Oh, to program the computer. So somebody just plugs it in, right? Like, yeah. And they sit there for 3 hours to run the code? Yeah. So they sit there the whole time for 3 hours. Well, it's going to prompt them to do things. Oh, okay. So they've got a timer that they have to push the button, like, press Y within 10 seconds or the whole thing's going to self-destruct. They have to watch. They can't just, like, you know, plug it in or whatever. Like, I was like, that doesn't seem reasonable. And it doesn't seem, like, legit that I had to spend 6 hours on both of these software updates. Furthermore, I just had my vehicle in, like, a month ago, literally, to do, like, the 55,000 whatever, yada, yada bullshit. Is this a new update that just came out? I don't know. Well, why wasn't it done then? When I was doing everything else, why did you wait till something was fucked up with it to do it? And and second of all, what's the other thing? It's like, well, it's like a fluid change on the battery. So this is all related to the battery. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I just got that battery replaced. Like, the battery had an issue. Is this common for these batteries that they have this problem? I don't know. I was like, well, listen, I got to talk to CarMax first. So she's like, all right, no problem. So I called CarMax, waited on the line for 30 minutes. Before they finally answer the phone, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, hey, Mr. Russman, yeah, I know you because your wife's car is in here too. But I don't remember you talking. It's like, yeah, well, hey, listen, get back to me about this and let me know what happened. Haven't heard anything since.
How long has it been?
That was Monday. All right. So yesterday I was a little busy, so I didn't have a chance to call. But today, my phone notifies me my car is charged, and it's charged. So that means they went and fucking did the work. So I'm waiting for somebody to call me up, like, hey, we got it all done. Like, well, I never agreed to get anything done. Last thing I told you is I need to talk to CarMax about this fucking itemized goddamn. It's like, if that's the standard of itemization, right, then anytime, any warranty, I can charge you by piece. Well, this bolt is 15 cents, so that's under your fucking deductible, so you have to pay for that one. Well, there's 50 of those. So you have to pay for all those bolts. And then the next part is $30, you know. So, I mean, that's fucking
I've
ridiculous.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I actually talked to somebody who does computer stuff on a car, and like, dude, that doesn't take you 3 hours. It's like, you just plug it in and you're done. You just plug it in, walk away, come back. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's it. There's no 3 hour billing. That's fucking ridiculous. Hmm. So anyway, we're gonna see what happens, but I'm prepared to go Karen, activate my spirit.
You know, what's funny. I was thinking when I was talking to UPS, I was like, I'm doing Karen right now.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, I was like, I wonder if Karen, the character, is an industry plant.
Oh, to make it people feel bad for complaining about legitimate things?
Maybe.
You know, the same way that they did with the fucking people with frivolous lawsuits.
It's the Russians.
Maybe.
I don't know. So, yeah, I love my car, man. It's like, I love waking up in the morning, getting in my car, and I love when I get off work, getting in my car. It's like my favorite thing that I own. And like, I'm just... They're poisoning me. These fucking people, man. God damn it. Anyway, that's pretty much all I got.
Do you think it's like the general public's ignorance about how those cars the
absolutely
that they're milking on?
Yeah, yeah. my wife's father in law, who's a fucking douchebag. Not father in law. Uncle. Uncle.
Freudian
slip.
Yeah. Yeah. kind of tricked you. her uncle was like sitting there one day bragging, like he used to work at NASA, and then once he like retired from the government, he went and like sold cars for a little bit to have something to do. And he sat there and bragged to how like he basically ripped people off, and like, you know, somebody would come in like, I can only afford this amount of money. So, and like, that was way overpriced. So we tried to add as many bells and whistles as we could to the car. And I'm like, you're a fucking disgusting human being. Yeah. What? It's like, that's fucking horrible. An 18-year-old kid comes in there and you take fucking advantage of him.
Right.
And here you are with the fucking government pension. This is just a side gig for you, just so you can have some extra golf money. You're a fucking dirtbag. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking all like that. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm sorry. Like just like.
I think high-level salespeople are.
Yeah.
I'm not a high-level salesperson.
You
eyeballed me pretty
hard. He's a business-to-business salesperson. Different.
I'm eyeballing you to let me know if you're both people are like that.
No, I'm B2B, but I deal with the C, the end user.
Yeah.
But I don't deal with them directly.
Yeah.
I go through an intermediary. I'm actually asking a buddy of mine right now whose dad runs a repair shop for the Mitchell quote on how long that job should take.
Cool.
Just to let you know.
Let me know.
What is it?
Because you know what? I should have went to Hagerstown Cadillac, because they're fucking. I've always had good service with them. The issue.
I met M's boyfriend.
Oh,
they live together now.
The mythical,
like
a unicorn,
Mike. Liked him.
Cool.
I liked him a good bit, actually.
Nice. What did think of him?
Oh, I'm sure they rolled the red carpet out. There's no doubt in my mind. Well, I mean, I've talked about this a bit before, but I mean, they rolled the red carpet out for her brother's wife.
A little bit different, though,
because she's not having it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll be like, no, we did Christmas at your family's house last year. We're not doing Christmas again there this year. And he's like, well, you know, yes, ma'am. You know, so like, it's either they know what's up early with them. Like, we got to play ball. They would never not roll the red carpet out for M, because M would be like, wait, what?
You'll never see me.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk out of the room now. You know, it's just the, you know, she's headstrong, and her brother is kind of go with the flow. And it's my wife that always strives to be the good kid. The you know what I mean? It's the oldest.
The pleaser.
It's the oldest child syndrome, you know, like, so we're working on it. Work in progress. Joe.
We had nice dinner Sunday night.
That's right.
Fucking good. Fucking good time. I wish you could have made it as well. Hit you up. Originally, we were just going to have it with the Pinkertons. Mm-hmm. And then...
Krista invited herself.
That's not entirely true. So Laura said, why don't you invite Adam and Joe? And I said, well, Adam usually does game day, and Joe is dieting and works on Sundays. So then Krista hit us up and said, do you want to do something for dinner? And then it's like, okay, well, that door is open. And then once that door is open, I was like, well, I might as well. Oh, no, and I already talked to you earlier in the day, because you said
Sent you a text message when you get together in the morning.
And I was like, no, but we're having dinner. If you want to come to that, you probably have game day.
Yeah, Krista messaged our chat to see if you guys were free yesterday, Monday for dinner. And then you're like, no, we're having dinner tonight. It's Sunday.
Yeah. But anyway, it was fucking great food.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't eat all day, so I could eat this food.
Yeah, me too.
It was tortellini, vodka sauce, and sausage. And then...
And then all the sausages.
Yeah, and then all the sausages. And,
that was a lot of sausage.
You know, and of course, wine and, you know, bread, fucking bread. And it was good. It was in a good conversation and laughs, and it was good. I needed it, because we had been, you know, discussing pretty serious relationship topics that whole day regarding the meeting. So, like... it was like
a good decompression.
I valued that time more than any of you will ever know.
Right on.
Yeah. Shout out to you know when I'm dieting.
Because you just said it when you were over here the other day.
I don't expect people to remember shit like that.
Yeah. I'm thoughtful. Thoughtful guy.
Dude, this new huge 40K amount of stuff is being dropped, and I'm so excited.
I'm glad you're excited.
The new Space Marines.
Build your own Legion rules.
I saw that. I've been on it.
Cool.
I'm going to order two of everything.
All right. Everything.
Even the books.
What if they did a build a bear wear Space Marine armor?
Actually, so would
have you guys seen Turkish oiled 40K? It's wild.
I've seen Turkish oiiled 4K. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Dude, let's start that podcast.
Wait, oil and wrestling 4K. I bet you if you Google that, there's no need for a podcast.
So, Joseph, are you if I will order codexes for you as well. Are you all in on playing 8th edition then?
No. That's part of what I was going to talk about. I just got to be honest with myself. I care about more about playing the game than I actually want to play the game. Mm. Like, in my head, I care about what the rules are.
Yeah.
But in reality, it doesn't matter because I don't play.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's by design or it's by opportunity?
It's by...
You just don't have growth. Enough time.
Like, just change over time, over my life. Like, I've just slowly cared about playing the game less and less and less to now where, like, I don't really care about playing at all, but yet I still care to know about the rules for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I find myself on game days now, like, not playing, so I'm too busy hobbying.
And yeah, exactly.
Like, and then I'm like, God damn it. But I do have, like, a lack of playing guilt. Like, shit.
But you like the game, though. You like to play.
I do.
But do you enjoy the creating part of it more than you do playing?
You know what it is, man? I've been going through this. Like, I got to get shit off the rack. It's got to get done. I got to clear my space. I'm about to go. Like, my brother said something the other day. I've got $2,000 worth of 40K stuff I'm trying to sell right now, like on Facebook.
Wow.
I'm about to just throw it in a dumpster.
Really?
Because I just don't want to
look at it. I'm about to throw a bunch of my stuff in a dumpster, too. Yeah, I'm Marines.
I'm talking about, like, new in box. Like, yeah. Plastic wrap's still on that motherfucker. I got
to... Let me take it to NJCC for you.
Maybe.
I'm taking all my Transformers to NJCC.
That's fine.
These two, Pinkerton and Bobby, that's the dumping ground. Yeah. That's where things go to die. New Jersey.
You put what you want on it, and I was like, I don't know anything about any of it.
In New Jersey.
Maybe. Because I got some items that like are really rare, and the problem is that like motherfuckers want free shipping. It's like, dude, listen, I'm not going to fucking send you a 15-pound box with the shit for free.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm not – like, I'm already giving it to you for 25% off of retail if you can find it. It's like I had this one item that's normally like $150. You can't find it. It's gone for up to $400. I want to sell it for like $115, but motherfuckers want to pay shipping because of Amazon. Well, I just can't justify shipping with that. Well, fucking lie to yourself. Say it's free shipping. The price is $150. All
right?
Do that, dickhead.
I've gotten to the
point. That's why I haven't sold anything.
People ask me about a price, and I say, where are you at? Or, you know, where do you live? Like, I live in, you know, Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Is somebody in Wisconsin.
I'm going to add that, you know, I'm going to add $5-$10 to you.
I like that. Personally, as a buyer of things, just give me the lump sum, including the shipping.
Well, like,
just tell me what it is shipped. I don't want to fucking know about the shipping.
I do got to roll, guys.
All right.
So, Joe, I did want you to finish.
That's why I want to start with the 40K first.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see that plan work.
Yeah. All right.
Peace out, great tits.
So, continue.
So, yeah, I'm super excited because...
Where does boy comics? I need to borrow
them. No, I'm going to start. I need to read them, too.
Again, the first three quarters again. I watched Blown Away, which is a Netflix like competition type show
about the glass blowing.
Exactly.
Is it good?
It's very interesting. My cooking show.
Yeah.
But I wish they showed more of the actual glass blowing.
I don't know why. This is blowing to me.
Like, because it's so interesting because you don't see that shit, right?
Right.
And it's really interesting to see people make shit that you never think about, and it's fucking complicated, and it's hard, and it's fucking furnaces and blowtorches everywhere. I could never do it because I would fucking my arm would be gone already by this point.
Right,
like a small accident. There's no small accident.
Right, there's no small. Like I watch, I like to watch. I think it's called Forged in Fire. It comes on, I think, Discovery, where they're making knives.
Oh,
that's a knife making competition. They make swords and shit, and that's fun to watch. Working with those tools and stuff.
So if you're interested in seeing, you know, something different,
yes,
that's an artistic. Watch it.
There's actually a place pretty close to here where they do that and they teach classes and stuff. Yeah, because they were at the Renaissance Fair and they're out here in Frederick, I think, somewhere out here.
Dude, so it's glass blowing, right? You already said, blowing. It's hilarious. But one of the pieces of equipment they use, it's called the glory hole.
Oh,
and they
like
say
it
that over and over again in the show, and I just cannot. I cannot get it right.
Is that the hole where they stick it and then super duper hot?
Let me ask you a question.
Preserve all the heat.
I couldn't stop thinking about, you know, the fucking glory hole.
This might be a Patreon question, but have any of you partaken in a glory hole?
No.
I have not.
Neither have I.
I have a friend who told me about him and his ex-wife going to one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let me ask this
question. They got divorced.
This is right. No, I get it. This is my follow-up question. Have you watched the adult films based around such activity?
I'm not a big fan. I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. I've seen some.
So are you familiar with the etiquette of the knock?
No.
All right. So there's an etiquette where if you're the one, you know, really using the hole, so to speak, as opposed to having access, that you knock before you finish as a courtesy. My question is, do you knock? See, I'll go ahead. I'm going to say I would like to think I would,
but you
but
won't.
I'm a foul motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm the same.
I'm considerate. I would knock.
I might clear my throat.
Sorry, I don't know the rules.
First time. But yeah, that's cool. Watched a few horror movies. Been on a horror movie kick, especially as we're having the podcast with Dante that he said he was going to try and email it to me last night.
I
don't know if he remembered or you don't remember. Or
I haven't seen it, but I haven't. Sometimes you'll check it and then I won't see it. So like, okay. It's possible that it might be there. I got to look and I got to get back to him if it's not right.
We're getting back together. Thank you. End of the month. Nothing particularly good. Watch the Amityville Horror 2005 with Ryan Reynolds. He is too beautiful.
Ryan Reynolds.
At the time, anyway.
Okay.
Like, he was younger, fucking ripped. Like, it was not believable. It was supposed to be a story in the 1970s, and he's supposed to be...
Right. Yeah, I don't like that
And
shit.
He was, like, he had to be shirtless and wet at some point. I'm like, you're too gorgeous.
What I was just talking...
Was he going to a Turkish wrestling festival?
He could have been, because he was only wearing some tight pants that was wet.
I was watching... there was some show or movie I was watching recently. I talked about it on here. It was, like, an all-unknown cast, and they were, like, regular-looking people, and how much I just enjoyed it. Like, I became fully immersed in the world because every person looked believable to me. Mm-hmm. And they were all, like, they ended up being, like, all classically trained, like, British actors, it turned out. It was
Chernobyl?
Chernobyl. Yeah. You know? Like, fucking outstanding casting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, yeah. So, that was, Watched by Man wasn't that great. It was okay. Not enough backstory. Watched a sci-fi original, Truth or Dare, last night.
Madonna? I've seen that.
No, that one.
She deep throws a bottle in that shit. I've seen that.
Oh, wait, what?
You never seen that?
I mean, vaguely.
It's like behind
the
scenes.
I'm trying to remember. Because, dude, standards are different nowadays.
Oh, for sure.
In the 80s, deep throating, and today, deep throating is two different things.
Right. Today is like, oh, you can't?
I'm glad someone has said it out loud.
And also, like, it doesn't count unless you can see the whole dick head shape.
Oh my god, right. But they I remember there was a Cameron interlude where he was like talking to this girl and she was like, you don't ever call me, and he's like, yeah, you know why? Because you give head like from the 90s. They got a new head out now.
where was this?
It was on a Cameron interlude.
But it's true, man.
It's true.
I've been, you know, I was around then too, and it's not the same.
It's not the same.
The standards are different.
The standards are different. I could get into a whole pornographic discussion, but regarding porn and like kind of like when does the barrier reach its limit? Like if you think about like in the 80s, like if you ever watched the old 80s ones when you were like coming of age, mm-hmm. and like, you know, anal was a faux pas. Like it was a big deal. It wasn't standard.
I was ahead of my time.
But then it became standard. And then, you know, deep throat was like a big deal when the movie came out. It was, you know, it was in theaters, mm-hmm. proper theaters. And then now it's like, if you can't do it, you can't even get an A-list spot.
Right.
You know, like, I wonder, like, where the boundary is. Like, not, and I don't mean that in the terms of censorship, but just in terms of, like, how fucked up, you know, can we make this before it's too fucked up?
I have thoughts about this. Mm-hmm. I have thought about this. With or without my dick in my hand.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'm not sure if porn is pushing the boundaries or porn is trying to reach the boundaries of people have already been at.
I think it's escalation. I think the more you watch something, you want something else
I hear you. I hear you. But again, I know I'm a single data point. And I'm different. I 100% know that. I'm not.
You almost said single dad.
You
I
did.
Thought that's what you said. You said single data point, though.
Spartan slip.
That would have made you hot.
So I know my sexual preferences and development is mm-hmm. very different than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, porn has just been catching up to where I am. Like, I've been into anal since I was fucking pre-10.
And that may be true, but I think that, like, have you never seen, and this is probably better say for a different platform, but have you never seen something and been like, oh, man, I'm not living my best life until I get this?
No.
See, I definitely have. I'm freaky. Like, I'm not right when it comes to sex, but like, I know it. But
I know.
But
like, you're the only normie here.
Oh,
Adam.
Listen,
right now.
Hey, yeah.
I don't leave my drawers on the clothesline when other people are around.
Yeah, clothesline, like wrestling,
Turkish oiled,
but like
wrestling. That's the name of this show.
But it's not like I've never learned anything or seen anything. You know, and most of the time it's from a female perspective. You know, where I'm like, I didn't even know women capable of doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's true in the fact that I was into things because I watch it as hentai. Because you can draw anything possible. But
right,
now it's like,
right.
I didn't know you maybe could that, fit 36 maybe, inch in your intestines. Right, but
maybe
you can.
Maybe that is the catalyst. Okay, fair enough. All right, we can carry that on another.
Okay,
because I'm down to go the distance with that conversation. I don't think this one's the right place to do it.
Yeah, especially Sarah's listening.
Yes. Sarah's very innocent angel ears. I hope she's covering them up as we speak.
Yeah, I was aware, vaguely aware, that, but I never think about that. We do have some female listeners.
Yeah. More power. Anna, too. Anna recently.
I saw that. Your book critique is trash.
She reached out because on Force Sensitive, it's been an ongoing joke is that nobody's ever read The Truths of Bakura.
We've been talking about that shit forever.
And she PM saying it's actually not as bad as people make it out to be. And so, like, shout out to Anna.
So, are you going
to
read it now?
No.
Lack of respect.
Nah, she needs a couple friends to reach
me. Has she read the Course on Nights trilogy? Maybe I should send them to her.
No, just take them home and I'll tell you when my slate is clean.
If you give him $50, he can hold your spot.
That's what it is. Yeah, I got to give him $50 to hold a spot to get a book read. It's 3 books, so it's 150.
I see what you did there. You touched the itemized. You touched the... Oh, that was well done, sir.
Thank you.
So smart.
Happens occasionally.
Yeah.
Again, as usual, I'm late for stuff. I watched Love, Death Plus Robots.
You got renewed for a second season.
I posted that.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Which one was your favorite?
Probably the Beyond Aquila.
Which one?
Did you watch it?
I watched the first 4 or 5 episodes, and
that wasn't one of those. It wasn't for you.
I figured you liked it. I figured you liked the one with the cats.
A lot of them had cats.
Huh?
A lot of them had cats.
Well, the ones like, and then you gave us opposable thumbs.
Yes.
I thought that one was good.
Yeah, and had robots. I liked that one a lot. But I liked the one where the guy was in hypersleep and fucking went off course.
With the sex, right? With the girl. It was like a...
Basically, it was some crazy loop he was stuck in on that planet.
No, it was like a crazy... It was like a hallucination of a utopia almost.
Yeah, there was induced by the monster.
It was almost like a Matrix kind of
I think that was Adam's
body
as well.
Farm thing.
That was Adam's. My favorite one was the farmers...
I love that one. And at the end, they were like on a fucking random ass planet with a bunch of
different. Yeah.
It was cool.
You know, I watched some Black Mirror recently, and the way that, like, the entrance of that is so reminiscent to me of Black Mirror. The entrance of that the robot show. Just the way it's like the entrance, the way it's making all those clicking noises, it's mm-hmm. It always reminds me of each other when I hear.
Yeah, I mean, the genre is the same, right?
Short story. Yeah, exactly. And it could be the same people behind it.
I've watched the first episode, I'm like, the animation is too good. Well, is it that animation has gotten so advanced now that it's cheap to produce and it's easy to produce? Or like the budget of this thing is just ridiculously high for Netflix original?
Netflix is going to have to start publishing some fucking numbers before we know the answer.
Is the first one where it's like they're the battle bots mm-hmm. and the
battle animals?
Yeah. I hated that one.
See, I like that one a lot.
For the record, I almost didn't watch any more after that one.
To your point, Joe.
You've watched the whole thing. You saw how many? Like the last one with the Russians?
I'm trying to remember. I need to watch them again.
Was that with the cups or something? Was there cups? Or
no, it's demons. Russians and demons.
There was something. I forget.
I need to rewatch.
But there was quite a few where like it was Uncanny Valley type animation where they look like even the one with the Beyond Aquila Chasm.
The Parasite. That was like a video game on steroids kind of animation.
Yeah, the animation was fucking better than some newer Star Wars shit.
No, I wouldn't say that.
So I think now what we're
getting... better than that fucking Leia.
Which one?
In Rogue One?
Yeah, in Rogue One.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
How dare you?
When
I looked into when they had the close up of the girl and the expressions and the eyes and everything, I'm like, this is too believable.
So it's really good. Don't get me wrong, but
I didn't see this episode.
No, I did. With the Parasite. Did? Yeah. I saw this one.
To answer your question, Joe, I think that the software is there, and I think there's probably they're not having to design all the shit from scratch. They're using
pre-rendered stuff,
or like let's change the texture on this wall. I don't
like the werewolf one was super good too.
Yeah,
that would be an interesting thing to dissect of like what production companies kind of have licensing rights to 3D models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if Weta or Skywalker or whatever the fuck Lucasfilm is working on your special effects and they create ILM and they create some fucking 3D model based on the technology that they're able to produce based on the budget of your film, can they use just the skeleton model as like a blank canvas save for their next project?
I can speak a little bit on that from video game perspective. Like, you heard of the Unreal Engine.
Everyone's
heard of it. So that's a
Was that the Doom Engine? Is that same
thing? No, it's the Unreal Engine. Made for originally, Unreal was a game. But is the engine that everybody uses now to make their games, but they use it. They don't have to create their own original programming for animation.
Right.
So this company that has the best fucking program, the Unreal Engine, they license it out for people to use. Mm. So that makes things easy for everybody.
Yeah. And I guess if
Final Fantasy uses it,
there's layers to the business side of things in general is becoming more and more interesting to me. Like the older I get, yeah. And there's so many layers to so much of this stuff that I find fascinating that I haven't even begun to dig into yet.
Numbers, more content.
Yeah, look forward to next year's Patreon content.
Oh yeah, lots of tits and cats, both of which I love. It's great.
I heard that correctly, actually.
What do you think?
I was like, did he say tits and cats? And
yes.
I was like, oh, he did.
The thing with these, some of them are so good. With short stories, it's cool that it gives you just enough. Mm-hmm. It gives you enough to. It's a full story, but like I want so much more. Like
it leaves
such
you wanting more.
Like the first one, I know you hate it, but I want to know more about the world. I want to know where it goes. I want to know where the story continues to.
So Netflix is kind of the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Douglas. I was going to say Douglas. I literally had to correct myself, which would have been a sad story. But the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Did you guys watch that on Netflix?
No, I think
it was a bunch of short.
Yeah. You talked about it, and I've used the Douglas joke then. That's what
but just using that.
You pre-thought about that? Oh, trash.
Yeah, he's been saving it. I won't tell Laura though. but that is a bunch of short stories, kind of set in a Western scenario. I enjoyed I actually watched that twice. So I think there's a lot of value in the digestibility of those small.
So I think there
nuggets.
I think there's a beauty to it. Like, it's like, I think there's a charm to wanting more.
Yes.
I mean, you look at, like, you remember Liquid Television?
Think about,
you know, you got Beavis and Butthead out of that. You got Aeon Flux out of that.
But the demand made it so that you got more.
Right, of kind of too creme de la creme.
Yeah. But the cool thing about, like, this robot show is if they decide, oh, that first story, we want to take an option out on that, and we want to do, you know, 8 episodes on that. They've got it there, and it's almost like a trial run of potential stories.
Oh, like
it's
kind
of how I look at it. It's literally.
Yeah.
Adult Swim had that, right? They had like in the middle of the night, they had like several shows, and people vote for who gets.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
That was years ago.
Adult Swim.
It was a bunch of random
shows, and you get to pick who gets more episodes.
Do you remember Fox did it with
Saturday morning
cartoons. It was in X-Men 1. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Like, they were going to do something special with one of them, and you got to vote, and it was X-Men's first season, but it, like, won by, like, a landslide. Like, and I think you voted at McDonald's.
At McDonald's, yes. Yes, you voted at McDonald's. It was that in the NBA All-Star game, the two reasons you had to go to McDonald's every year.
Monopoly game, no?
I played that for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Never won.
I won a lot of free food.
Fries.
Anybody know anybody that worked at McDonald's that somehow had like a whole stack of cups they wouldn't supposed to have? They still didn't win anything. Just real quick to touch back on the computers and animation.
Mm-hmm.
Always keep in mind that the computer they use for South Park is the same technology that they used for the first Jurassic Park movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like the motherfuckers with too much money that buys the fucking supercars and go fucking 30 miles an hour on the highway. You see them.
Oh, I love driving behind a Z06 that's going 15.
What a fucking waste.
I had a neighbor like that back.
And lastly, like I said, I watched it with Chris. This is her comment. I asked her what she thought at the end. Some interesting concepts. She enjoyed it overall, but very uncomfortable with the disproportional amount of sexual violence towards women in the show. And I thought about it, and I was right. Ballpark, at least a third of them had something about
rape,
or like women being naked and used, or like a sacrifice.
Just to play devil's advocate for the sake of conversation, I would say that every single one had violence towards men.
It's different.
Agreed.
Violence,
but I guess the word I'm zeroing in on is disproportionate.
Sexual violence.
Okay, well then that changes the parameters.
It's not beating up one woman, especially.
It's probably accurate. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, would you imagine?
Hey, listen, when men are around robots, they just want to beat up women.
would you imagine that there's more sexual violence towards women than there is towards men?
No, in life, yeah, but like, why? Okay, you're making 18 short stories. Why do you make a third of them?
Okay,
sexual,
that's fair.
That's the point.
That's fair. Like, I get that.
A couple, sure. I mean, it's a topic of discussion and a concept to explore in fiction, but like it didn't need it.
Right.
Just like the last one about the you're not gonna watch it, right, Bobby? It's Russians, badass Russians fighting demons, and they find out
is there like popcorn or something. There's like some food or
no,
something.
No, there was the yogurt taking over the world. That's not Russian.
That's where I stopped.
Wait, that was the... Was that not the first?
No, was later on. That's where I stopped.
Oh, I actually liked that one. I
thought it was a fun... It was interesting concept. It's why I like anime and you don't. Like, it was an exploring concept that's out there.
That's why I was like, I'm good. I'm good on the yogurt.
It's a fun romp.
But it's all different though. So it's weird because like, I can understand watching a season of television and you stop in the middle because you're no longer interested in the story, whereas this is a bunch of shorts.
Yeah, but I wasn't really enjoying any of them.
Any of them, yeah.
Fair enough.
So like the last one, the Russians fighting demons, and they found out the place where they were summoning demons. All they had to do was like, this is where they were summoning demons. Why did they have to show a naked woman tied up? And it was not necessary.
Yeah.
So I understand where she's coming from. I wouldn't have thought about it particularly till she brought it up. And then when I thought about it and went through the episodes with her, I was like, you're right.
I would like to get into that conversation with her. Like for our Patreon thing as well, like a candid in, you know, at the table.
You still want us over for dinner, right? In the future.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure you'd want to come.
Oh.
I'm not making a joke, but I'm not. Just,
yeah, well, if she's able to have a healthy exchange of ideas and concepts and not be offended.
Yeah.
You know, like that's important.
I think with you, she can.
Okay.
She knows you pretty well, and she used to listen to narration.
And she's coming around a little bit. I've noticed she's coming around a little bit.
She talks.
A little bit more every time.
She was the one who wanted to come. I didn't invite. Like I said, wanted to come to dinner.
Dude, it's a beautiful thing.
I messaged her, and I'm like, I don't know if we want to invite ourselves.
And I love that your wife likes my stories.
Oh yeah, so she hasn't heard
almost
them.
To a fault.
Yeah, like it's
she,
like
she wants. And what's next? What's next,
Bobby? tell me a story.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, oh, nobody wants to hear these stories. I'm like the guy telling the boring stories. So it's like nice to have that little like extra security padding.
New person.
Yeah.
But what surprised me is she has no problem with her. Seems like have no problem with Frosted Flakes possibly seeing crazy things with your stories.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would have been a deterrent.
Well, you know,
like mopping accidents.
I was thinking about. This is a conversation for another time. We should get into some news.
Yeah, news.
We don't have much, which is a good thing because we've already fucking 2 hours.
Are we 2 hours in?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But we do have a few things. So, apes together, strong. Disney will be focusing on the apes franchise and the Avatar franchise with the Fox acquisition.
I have a question for you then.
Yes.
I didn't watch the second and third one.
Of apes, yes, we're going to do that.
I assume the third one ended.
Yes.
With a conclusion.
I'd say it did.
It did.
So
I mean,
do you let it rest?
So here's the thing. I would prefer a reboot, like something different. Like same concept, different story.
Well, see, they could tell the story from the other side of the country or whatever.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Kind of like I'm not saying it's The Walking Dead, but, you know, Walking Dead was based basically in Georgia, and the Fear of the Walking Dead was based in California.
In universe, it doesn't line up perfectly, but the original Apes movies and these most recent Ape movies do kind of like
if these are prequels.
If you squint,
if you squint and tilt your head, you can make it work. There's some direct callbacks, you know, like the space shuttle leaving that leaves with, you know, Charlton Heston, like that leaves during the time of the first Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So it all kind of works. There are some things that kind of like negate it also, but it's like easily forgiven in my opinion. But you can tell the story. There's still like a huge gap
between gap. Okay.
Charlton Heston and the end of part three.
But you're talking about a reboot though. Like, this one of the reasons I got out of comics is tired of rebooting the same things over and over and over.
So I would want it to be done differently. Like, this is done totally differently.
You know what I mean?
So, like, it would have to be equally as creative. Yeah.
But, I mean, you want an origin story?
I just like that world. I just like, you know, I just like playing in that world. Like,
but it's that particular world or not a reboot
of
a different world?
Well, conceptually. Conceptually. I like that. I like that
you
world.
You just like the world where apes are in charge. I get it.
Yeah, and talking.
And also, to be fair, like, seeing another part of the story from another part of the world doesn't matter because the main battle or whatever is taking place already, right? And
yeah.
Caesar is the fucking leader and what happens with him matters.
But I enjoyed Rogue One.
But they played, I guess. I mean, you saw Vader.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw Leia and Tarkin.
Yeah, but I would have enjoyed Rogue One without those three. Yeah. You know, it's like icing on a cake for me.
The Avatar bit I give a shit about.
What's that?
I said the Avatar bit I could give.
Oh,
a
yeah, me too. Me too. I'm actually, like, I know this sounds terrible, and I often criticize people in the Transformers world for wishing these things, but I hope it fails.
Avatar?
Avatar. I hope Avatar fails because...
The Avatar... Not the Airbender.
This is the James Cameron blue. The blue people.
Fuck them.
Yeah, so like...
yeah, they already screwed up the other one.
If you look at the
Disney... They can reboot that. Reboot.
If you look at the Disney scheduling...
Didn't they push it back?
Avatar is placed... It's kind of like strategically between Star Wars films. Mm-hmm. And I think if Avatar fails, those will just become – and the Star Wars films are successful, then those would just become Star Wars slots is my theory.
Would it be too much Star Wars?
Well, I just had that conversation last Friday, Joe. On Force Friday on the Skullfish YouTube channel.
I don't listen to that show. I'm not big enough of a Star Wars fan to listen to that show.
Anyway, I don't think so. I think that quantity of Star Wars content is dependent upon variety of Star Wars
content.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's my general theory.
It would just be too much of the same thing otherwise.
Right. But if they give me my gangster story, if they give me my, you know, and it was you and I that were talking about like a comedy with stormtroopers.
Oh, man.
That'd be fucking amazing. You know, I want to see that.
Like those two, even if they did it in the new stuff, those two guys that, you know, when Kylo's going bananas and they turn around and walk the other way.
Yeah, and they end up being stationed on Hoth or something. Yeah. And they're like, God damn this fucking place. Like, you know, that'd be great. Moving on, we have Joe chimes in. Do you have anything on the Shang-Chi Chinese social media concerns? That he's not Chinese enough?
No.
Have you read this article?
Because I'm not... I don't have. I trust Marvel, so
I think that's
that's fair assessment.
No, I was gonna say I think that's apparent.
So I'll
unlike you, who is not apparent.
<I'll>, God damn it!
But he's a single.
It took me a
day
second.
Data point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I trust that it'll be fine. But like normally, if it was out of nowhere that this movie was going to come out, I'd be like, "Oh, that's dumb."
Many users have decreed the Kung Fu superhero as little more than a cheap pastiche.
Yeah, I read that.
Okay,
article.
Okay. I haven't.
But you can say the same thing about fucking Luke Cage.
Just because
they were created in a certain era doesn't mean you can't do it justice.
I agree. I think it's a cake and eat it too. Like you can't say I want this and then they give it to you and then say wait, now you're pandering.
I have a question because I'm not familiar with this character.
Did
he come out in the 70s during the Kung Fu boom and this was Marvel's?
Yes, and I don't even think he got a Marvel card.
I don't remember him because I had
Serpent Society got a goddamn Marvel card.
So does he have? Is there currently a book out with?
Isn't
this
he was like related to the Mandarin at first somehow?
Yes,
but he said the Mandarins. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, well, is there a book you could read right now that's out on this character?
I would imagine that you'll see one.
Hey, Marilyn Phil.
Yeah, Marilyn Phil would be the guy to ask.
So there's no reason for me to want this other than to pander to myself.
Which is completely fair.
I pander myself all the time. I pandered myself today. Facts.
I pandered myself.
Panda.
I got holes in the loom.
What I personally want is just a leading character or, like, you know, superhero, something of a top tier character or show, movie that is Asian. It doesn't have to do with fucking kung fu and ninjas and shit, you know? We do have those, and that's fine. Like, it has a place. We're known for that. Fucking kung fu's and karate and shit.
So you want an Asian Ryan Reynolds to be Turkish oil wrestling?
But I guess you can say that Luke Cage is to that community the same that Shang Tsung is to me.
No, Liu Kang. Or Shao Kahn.
Or Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn's a white guy. We learned that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, all the ninjas were white guys, too. Same white guy.
Cultural appropriation from Shao Kahn.
Especially when they said,
you know, Khan's his real name. Shao, he just added on.
Khan is like a title in Mongolia. Like
that's true too.
Yeah, so that's all.
Yeah,
and so the fucking
Cobra Khan that squirted the water. He was a sort of Mongolian,
maybe
breath mint.
And the fucking Chinese ninja warrior Sub Zero is fucking not Chinese. He's white.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
But no, like fucking what's his face in Star Trek, the Asian guy. That's what I'm talking about. It had nothing to do with him being Asian. He's Asian person.
He happens
who
to be Asian. That's
fucking
in that role. Yeah, but he did a lot of tech stuff though.
And he did some fencing. He was good at hand-to-hand combat.
Swordplay.
But so yeah, I'm happy we're getting this.
Yeah,
I hope it does well. And
but not excited. I get it.
Yeah.
So that was
name another fucking Asian. Sunfire.
Yeah.
And then.
Psylocke. Don't get technical.
Hang on. Psylocke.
We do this all the time.
Whether she's a Asian.
She's a white person in an Asian body.
But it, yeah. Okay.
She's like Scarlett Johansson.
And she brought a little bit of that white person with that body. I got news for you. Depending on the artist.
Wilds Portacio, or however you say your name.
Willis Portacio. Yeah. I've met all those guys. Like I had this image book.
From the Grand Tour, right?
No. Well, I did meet him on the Grand Tour. No, it was Silvestri. I had this image book. I think it's a wizard book, actually, that's like the art of Jim Lee. In there it has this photograph of all the image founders together, and I have them all to signed it.
No shit.
Yeah. It's like one of my most prized possessions that I don't often mention. But yeah.
Did you get Liefeld to sign it by the feet?
right by him. Nice. His feet were cut out of the picture.
You should have just gotten a picture of a cloud and like glued it over his feet.
So this next note is called "Does It Though?" That becomes key later. Does it though? David Leitch says Deadpool 3 doesn't need to be R-rated, and that's in context to now being a Disney property. Does it though?
Does it need to be rated R? I don't know what makes something rated R or not.
It's the amount of F-bombs.
Nudity and violence.
So you can get...
The violence, Deadpool has to have a fucking ridiculous violence. It's necessary.
Yes, but there is a way to do violence that's not...
Gory. You show like the blade and the blood, but you don't show what happens.
I want the dark side of Deadpool. He is dark. He does do that.
But there's also plenty of Deadpool material that I have read that's PG-13.
Correct, but I want to see all sides of him.
Mm. Well, you've seen, but you've seen.
Well, you said he's a gorgeous man.
I mean, playing devil's advocate
dude,
here.
If I was a chick,
Ryan Reynolds would be
here. Give me my pass.
Put on the tight pants and oil up. We're gonna wrestle.
You know who my pass is, Gary Oldman.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, really? Gary Oldboss?
Yeah, I just want to talk art with him. I don't need to get him in bed. I just want to talk performance. And then show me a little. Hey,
show me how good of a fucking actor you are. Make me believe you're a woman.
I think you could just intellect me into that. But I think that there's plenty of – I think that the violence is the most important. Of the nudity, language, and violence, I think the violence is – I'm sorry. I think that violence is the most important of those three in terms of that character. You can get away – exactly. I think that you can get away with it without it being rated R violence.
And listen, it's Deadpool. It's like, hey,
we can't show you what's about to what's happening in that room right now. And they'd make it an in-joke. But I'm going to tell you what's happening using the specific words that I'm allowed to say according to the Walt Disney Corporation.
Exactly.
And he's going to say, this is the thing, and just like super medically break it
down. I'm good with that for one movie.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I mean, cause that,
you know why you're not? Because you love Deadpool 2. So you're okay with the same thing in two movies.
Oh, burn. This is true. This is true. In the language, I think PG-13, you get either one or two F-bombs. And the reason I know that is The Rock always drops.
You can get one.
Is it one?
Yep, you're one. There's actually a movie. I think it's Get Shorty, or I can't remember what movie it's in, but it's like they're talking about it. Yeah, I think it's Get Shorty because he's actually working on a script to be PG-13. And he says, and the movie's rated PG-13. And in the movie, he says, so I'm working on the script, and they said you can only get one F word per movie. And you know what I got to say to that? Fuck that. And that's it, you know, for the movie. So I don't know. I think you can. I think there's enough wiggle room there.
Yeah. I'm not saying it won't work, but I don't want there to be limits placed on.
It's one. You can say one F. The reason I say that is like in all the Fast and the Furious movies, Rock the Dwayne Johnson always says it one time.
I think that like in the limited compared to you, for sure, and also father. So know the fulfillment of children and joy in one's life
and the limits.
But also
on one's life.
But also a corny sense of humor. I prefer a lot of the more PG-13 humor than I do necessarily the R-rated humor.
We know where your humor lies.
I mean, I like good R-rated humor too.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I feel like with Deadpool, it's always I'm going to put my balls on it.
So here's a list of what earns an R rating.
Now, okay.
The F word used as a verb. I don't. It says that.
Fucking.
So you can't say it one time.
So it says the word to use it only as an expletive. An expletive. And three times or fewer will likely be granted PG-13. But likely. If even one use of the F word is used as a verb, even as a participle, guarantees not. Tobacco use, hard drugs, and nudity.
Tobacco use.
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
In 2007,
I mean, for kids, you don't want
it was announced.
Them.
Parent
fucking
reviewers.
Ghostbusters smoke cigarettes.
Too cool. Kids don't want to smoke now because they're fucking cool-ass Ghostbusters are smoking a cigarette.
Universal Studios has banned smoking or tobacco products in anything under an R. Hard drugs, which is kind of a no-brainer. And then nudity, but there's gray areas on that even because it's
I think you can get away with some butt cheeks.
Well, men can be shirtless in G-rated films. Topless women usually earns at least a PG-13, but naked men always get an R. Nobody wants to sing nothing swinging.
We know.
Like, you know, Titanic was a PG-13, and...
Paint me like one of your French
and her butt cheeks are shown a little bit, right? Yeah, like the top.
So. I mean, her boob is more.
And then here's the one.
Deal, but it was also done, quote unquote, I guess, tastefully. It wasn't. Right. It wasn't shown during sex. It wasn't during, shown as art. Yeah.
So, and here's the last one: extreme and graphic violence. A movie has to be approaching the sadistic to get an R rating.
He's got a room full of razor blades.
Well, hang on.
For an old lady.
Well, hang on. Listen. Think torture. The Dark Knight and three Lord of the Rings films are all very violent and all rated PG-13.
Correct.
The uber gory Saving Private Ryan, not to mention Passion of the Christ, are both rated R. Despite the fact that many people well over 17 found the imagery disturbing to say that.
Yeah, well, Passion of the Christ needs to be R.
Yeah. So that's...
Just based on that little baby.
Yeah. So that's...
that fucking weird
monster
fucking
baby.
Thing.
That's the five things they say.
There's a documentary. It used to be on Netflix called What Is This Film Rated? I think is what it was called. And it goes into the rating system and how it works. It's fucking bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. But it's interesting to watch. So next note is, will it though? Which is a quick one we can go through, and I'm only going to do it because you left a comment. But Darkseid Furies are confirmed for the New Gods movie, which may or may not get made, in my opinion. But which I usually leave stuff like this out.
I have no idea what any of that means.
But you said in the comments to that, what are the Furies? The Furies are this elite force of a handful of, I think, 100% female. All the time. I'm not sure if they've ever had a male character in them, but I'm pretty sure it's 100%.
What
female.
World are we in now? I'm
DC.
Sorry. Okay. That's what I'm confused.
I think Furies are all female in the mythological sense.
Okay. So that would make sense. I've only seen, but I just haven't seen every iteration, so I didn't want to speak.
So do they wear like the cat costumes?
Not at all. Not at all.
So it's not furries?
No, it's Furies.
Fuck. Now I'm so confused.
Yeah. And they're like an elite fighting force, and they answer to Granny, Mother Granny, or whatever her name is, and then she answers to Darkseid. Like she's like the captain.
So it's kind of like Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Okay, cool.
Except they're evil. They're badass, and they're sexy.
Right on.
But I don't know.
Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Charlie.
Depending on the angels. So
you gonna watch a new one?
I watched the first one.
I saw. No,
there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, I saw the preview for it. I saw the trailer for it in the theater.
The one.
Oh, okay.
The one that had the last setup was pretty tight.
I have a lot of Star Wars stuff to talk about, so I want to kind of fly through these questions while giving them their fair due, of course. Paul C. Firstly, thank you for finally clarifying each of your views on the movie number ranking system.
Oh, God.
Hello, yellow.
Dozens of times where I was yelling in my car. Surprise, surprise, I'm 100% with my fellow yellow and thinking that the 10-point ranking system isn't the same as the Scholastic grading system. A 7-10 film is not a C. A 6-10 film is not a D. Those are both above average films, equating the two. However, may explain why everything keeps getting classified as trash.
Yeah, Bobby.
Anyway, to my question, what do you think is the best movie trilogy? For the purposes of this question, we can leave money earnings out of it. Yeah, thank you. Just your favorite overall. Would you pick the classic Godfather trilogy, or does the last one drop it from the running? Can the same be said for Back to the Future? You can use sub-trilogies for this, like the Captain America movies, or even the first three Toy Story movies, with the fourth one shifts into different character focus with Andy. Same can be said for Indiana Jones. Does the original trilogy top your list, or do the apes take it all? Are there any trilogies that got started out great but got so bad by the end that you simply don't acknowledge the last bits? Matrix comes to mind here. So my favorite trilogies, I can put them in order for you straight away. It is original trilogy. So I'm going to say favorite. I'm going to say best. I'm going to try to say objectively best. Original trilogy, because favorites, it's like original trilogy, prequel trilogy, probably be sequel trilogy. And then, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say objectively best. I think it's the original trilogy. And then I think it's the Dark Knight trilogy. Then I think it's the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And then I think it's the Apes trilogy. And then I think it's the Captain America trilogy. That's my top five.
So I agree with the majority of what you said, but I'll throw the Nolan Batman movies in there.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
I totally
that's my number, that was my number two.
Okay. That's the first one that comes to mind for me. And then the first three Police Academy movies with the original director. I'm kidding. I don't think I've ever seen any of those, to be honest.
Great.
I'm trying to think of anything just kind of outside of the box. And I totally agree with The Matrix. You know, I've spoken on that before.
I'm the only Iron Man out here who likes all three.
You know what else I can put in that Matrix pocket? Often not thought about in regard to trilogies with a huge letdown? Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Part three is fucking trash.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
But the first two are fucking outstanding.
I was trying to think of anything just completely outside the box. I mean, can you count the first three? The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, and then the cream of the crop, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Tuna no crust, Bobby. Tuna no crust.
But like, I think Back to the Future would be my number six. Indiana Jones would be my number seven, and what was the other one that I was just thinking of? Oh, Godfather would be my number eight. And I think that the weak link in Godfather is the third one. But it's not as jarring to me as I feel like it is to a lot of people, because I don't really love the first Godfather. Mm. I love the second one. I can watch it any day of the week. And then the first one I think is good, and then the third one I think is fine. So that's why it's at the end of my list. But I don't find the third one to be as bad as most people do, only because in comparison, it doesn't seem that far away from the first one to me, which is, I know, is classic and great cinema and all that kind of shit, but I'm just kind of finding it.
Bobby, where do the Expendables land on your list?
I've only seen the first one and regretted it immediately.
I watched the first
Rambo?
Two.
Rambo? Does that do anything for you?
I think are there three?
There's five. New one will be the fifth or the sixth.
Okay, I've only seen the first two.
Okay. Yeah, they kept them going. Now, Rocky. That was a good trilogy.
But number four is the good one.
Yeah, I like all the Rocky movies.
I like them too. I'm just saying four is...
What was the... another one I was just thinking about. It has a whole fucking... I forget it.
The Sharknado trilogy?
Yes. Oh, Jurassic Park.
The seven of
Jurassic
those.
Park.
Jurassic Park as a three isn't anywhere in the top 10, but it's not terrible.
It's not. I've watched them all in the past couple of years.
Yeah, like the Jurassic Planet or whatever that shit is, that shit gets super trash.
I like those too. They're just silly, but I like them.
I don't mind the first one. The second one is terrible.
Even like the Indoraptor smell more like Outdoraptor.
That's my problem with both is the science fiction element to the historical creature.
I'm going to tell you something. Me saying that just totally made my brain explode with this. The Friday trilogy.
I don't like the third one. I would put it in my the first two I think are brilliant.
The third
Friday
one
would,
and next Friday.
The third
but
one
not Friday after next.
Correct.
I think it's funny as shit, man.
Cat
Williams
I didn't watch
is in
the
it.
One.
I can't get into it
I
at all.
Terry Crews is in it.
Can't get into it
Top
at all.
Top flight security of the world.
I can't get into it at all. Is Chris Tucker in the third one?
No, he isn't anything but the first one.
Oh, how about the Rush Hour trilogy?
Yeah, that's right. See, that's another big problem. See, the second one had the Rush Hour trilogy.
No, he's not in the second one. It's got Mike Epps.
Correct. It has Mike Epps. But Mike Rappaport is so fucking funny in that shit. The Cucamonga Cracker Killer part, like that part, and then the pinky part, and then the fucking
pink,
and then the dude with the African dude that's actually from Philly, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so many fun characters, and it's a different story, like a totally different story.
Them 20s, not A-10s, but they clean though.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's classic. That's like a classic.
I mean, I like all three of those movies, and just completely outside of our realm of what we normally talk about. I just thought that was something that.
Yeah, I love the first two. I don't care for the third one, and that's exactly how I feel about Beverly Hills Cop. Except that scene in Beverly Hills Cop 3 when he's buying weapons from Surge. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking ridiculous, but it's fucking funny. Like, Surge from the first one is making the coffee with the lemon twist. He's selling arms in the third one. Like, these huge mega ultra weapons.
Thought you meant like mannequin arms.
Right. Well, I can see how you could think that because it was that mannequin display in the first one at the time.
That's
right. But they're so stupid. But he has like this one that he's showing people and actually like, I'll buy that one. He's like, I thought you don't want this one. People are coughing on it, sneezing. Fucking funny, man. What about you, Joe? You got any others that you want to offer before we move on?
Everything you listed. I like Batman. I like Lord of the Rings more than I realized because like recently it was on and I'm like, fucking, I can have this on anytime. Original Lord of the Rings.
It's good.
It's good background movie.
I know it's not okay to say. I don't mind The Hobbit.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it, but I don't really like it that much.
I don't love it. I don't love it, but I don't mind it.
I think it's okay.
I think it's the fact that it's just not enough variety in the characters. Like, you're pretty much just following these dwarves. They have a hard time kind of differentiating them. They all have beards. They all have dressed the same. Yeah, like, I think that's a big problem to that story. It's like just, like, delineating who is who.
I feel like it dragged out. I think if it was two movies, it would have been much better.
And I love Benedict Cumberbatch as Smaug.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
I like the new Star Trek trilogy.
Oh, that's good too. That's probably above.
I don't think I've seen the third one.
That's good. That's probably right after Indiana Jones for me, because the third one is the weakest one.
The second one is my favorite.
I like the second one too, but people hate the second one. But I like
because
the second.
People are attached to the old one.
Correct, and I'm not attached to the old
Same.
One. These Star Trek movies are for me. Like J.J. Abrams was in that interview.
Same.
Yeah, and he was like, I made Star Trek movies for Star Wars fans is what I did here. And I'm like,
and
that's why that
that's
shit works.
That's good. Also, Benedict Cumberbatch.
What was the hardcore Trekkies view of those movies? I mean, I'm not plugged into that world. No.
I don't think any of us are.
So I don't think, I don't know for sure, but like I've read through some comments.
I was reading when writing while I was writing.
I think you're editing yourself there.
I've read through some comments here and there, and I've pretty much seen like a kind of like meh attitude about it. But that's one thing I got to give Star Trek fans their props for, at least from the outside looking in. I'm sure inside it's all sorts of turmoil and bullshit. From the outside looking in, it kind of goes with the philosophy of Star Trek, but they're kind of fairly accepting and like not super judgmental of shit, you know?
Right.
And it is very alluring. From the fandoms that I mean, Star Wars and Transformers are my two like number one involved fandoms, and they're both fucking super toxic.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, but
you seen that Unicron, Bob?
All right, enough.
That's Unicron trilogy.
Oh, the Unicron trilogy. We didn't think about that. That was 3 great years of toys and animation.
But I think that the oh god. But I think that
Armada.
The third is the worst of the Star Trek movies.
But it's still not bad.
It's still not bad.
Yeah. What happens in the
second one is the Khan one.
Yeah.
The first one is the introduction one, which is the best one them.
Which retconned the timeline perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
And then the third one has like some cool world building and characters.
Which one's got Alice Eve in it?
It has the white face.
Yeah.
That's third one.
Okay. What's up, Alice Eve?
But that Beastie Beastie Boys bit is not for me.
God,
it's not for me.
It's so ruined things for you so easily.
Not for me.
So easy.
It's too on the nose. And isn't it fucking intergalactic as well? Mm-hmm, like, it's just too on the nose. It's too on the nose. Like, you didn't want to choose Rocket Man by fucking Elton John, you fucking dickhead.
I almost died just now.
Wow.
Can't drink shit when you're fucking making a rant.
That's Paramount couldn't get Universal to license that.
Probably. Okay, so then we have a post from Matt. He's new to the Patreon. What's up, Matt? He says, first time here for Patreon. Just joined yesterday. Been watching from the shadows for quite some time. Skullface has been my Saturday morning cartoons for nearly every day of the week, so I figured it was finally time to pay up a little bit. Anyway, I have a tech question. If any of you use – there's a reason why I mention this because you're the only two I know that do. If any of you use Windows PCs, what kind of sound card do you like that works with your video, radio, show, etc.? I'm putting together a new computer and was wondering, sound-wise, what was working for you? It has been quite a while since I've put together a system, and I honestly never pay much attention to tech until I need it.
I have no clue. I plug the laptop in and plug the shit into the laptop, and that's it. I don't know
just
anything.
Just your mic and shit. When you say plug the shit in, that's
what so you know,
but not like any tech inside.
No, right. I'm not going to open a computer at this point. I have no clue. I'm not that guy, unfortunately.
So I don't know what he's trying to do.
I think he's building a PC,
and it sounds like he's doing a podcast or he wants to do some sort of.
So if you're doing a podcast and stuff, get an external piece of equipment like the mixer. Like, there's no point in buying us, paid too much attention to sound cards because you only really use them if you are really interested in high quality
gaming
audio for gaming, yeah. And or if you're using your computer as a media center to pump out surround sound.
Right.
Otherwise, get an external piece of equipment. We have a regular Dell PC that Krista and I use.
Dude, you got a Dell?
Yes.
Rumor has it, man.
I haven't
And
no love on the rumor has it?
No.
Fuck both of you.
Not at all.
I'm going to stop telling you. Stop laughing. I'm just going to put that out there. I said, dude, you're getting...
We can make this work.
Yes, me and you. You'll be the new Adam.
I'm going to learn to bite the inside of my mouth a lot. Make this face. Mm.
Yeah, but we used a little mixer that we got with the Patreon money.
And a
decent mic and headset, and it works perfect.
Yeah. It's and if you want that sort of stuff, I can help you with, Matt.
It's probably cheaper and easier.
I think it would be.
To get a plug-in.
It depends on if you're doing it in person. That's the thing. It's like if you're doing it in person, that little one can't handle it. But if you're doing it
on
through
Skype
or something like that, it's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to use multiple mics on that little
correct.
One.
So let me know, Matt, what you're trying to do, and we can help you a little bit more. And we'd be willing to help and plug your show because you're a Patreon member. Then we have James G with the rapid fire, which we haven't had in a while.
In a few weeks.
So he goes, hey, guys, been a while. I agree.
Hey.
I'm sure I have more to say or some questions I lost track of. But anyway, here we go. Oh, you motherfucker. UPS or FedEx?
FedEx.
Sorry, Bobby, cheap shot. I'll also accept Pony Express. Daily drink of choice. Something you drink often that you enjoy. Do you stop and grab a Coke every morning, water, beer, etc.?
Diet Mountain Dew. I fucking go through with like 4 or 5 cans of this a day.
Black coffee.
Coffee is mine.
It's a new thing for me.
If I start drinking, I love diet soda, but I will drink 12 of them in it because it's so much sodium, you crave it.
So coffee is the only thing that I really drink every day.
Yeah, me too.
So
I drink coffee every day.
I try to drink water, but I don't enjoy the process, but I try to drink it.
I don't mind water. I just honestly forget to drink water.
I drink lemonade vitamin water almost every day.
Yes.
And then I drink wine almost every day.
Wait a moment, water zero. I like to drink water, but I like it in bottle form so it's easy to consume.
Yeah.
I don't like to have to fucking hold a glass around with me all day and refilling.
Yeah.
Armor All or Turtle Wax?
Turtle wax.
Armor All.
So I think that
I've worked in the business.
So let me say this. I have a caveat to that. I think Armor All is the better choice from the people that I know, the detail cars and stuff like that. But Turtle Wax gets a shout out in Turtles movie. And therefore, I got a nostalgic love for it. More absurd, Bat Shark Spray or Superman's S emblem from Superman 2. Ooh, they're both fucking super dumb.
I'll have to see the Superman emblem.
Takes the shit off his chest and throws it. It wraps up.
I'm still going to say the Shark Spray, although it's hilarious.
No, I think that whole scene. S is dumber.
I'm going to say the S is dumber as well. Because the Bat Shark, the anti-shark spray, the only thing that's really dumb about it is the name.
Yeah.
Right. And it says it on it, yeah.
Because you could get something
that would be a turn off
the
sharks.
They make bear mace. So,
right.
Shark mace.
Chris Angel or David Blaine?
David Blaine?
I'll say David Blaine. I don't know them well.
Literally a crapshoot. I'm actually going to say Chris Angel because David Blaine just does dumb shit for a long time.
So
Chris Angel seems to make things.
I like
happen.
The endurance, man. So yeah. Endurance aspect.
I got this guy that I've worked with. He's old. He's in his 50s. So not dumb old, but older than most of the people on the work.
Very long in the tooth. According to your scale.
Yeah. Well, I thought Joe was older. He dresses like an adult.
Are you saying he has more clothes in his closet than Realm t-shirts?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And he tucks them in
on
Saturdays.
Yes. That's right.
On Saturdays. That's adult shit.
I love you, Joe. Even at work.
I do.
I leave my button up untucked.
I'm untucked. So the reason why he's kind of superstitious. He's super religious. This guy at my work, but I've worked with him. He's the only guy left that I've started working with, and we're still together on the same team. I love him dearly, and throughout the almost 13 years that we've worked together, almost every other year, and you can almost set your clock to it. He'll come up to you and be like, "Hey, man. What do you think about some of this new close-up magic? I'm not sure about it, man."
Really?
Yeah. He'll be like, there's something going on. I don't want to say there's some dark forces at work, but there's got to be something going on. So I had this soft spot for him. He always name drops David Blaine. Tiger Force or Python Patrol?
I'm going Python Patrol. Yeah. I'm going to say Tiger Force. I had more Tiger Force stuff as a kid.
There you go.
Not attached to either.
Okay. Mr. Sinister or Shadow King?
Oof.
That's tough.
Mr. Sinister.
I'm going to go Shadow King, but I think Mr. Sinister is a cooler character. But the reason why I'm going Shadow King is the very first X-Men comic I bought, he was the villain.
Mm, fair.
View Askew Universe sidekick, Clerks Randall Graves or Mallrats Brody Bruce?
I'm not following this.
View Askew, so that's the Kevin Smith
universe. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Randall. Is Randall the square one, or is he the one that said, "I made some Lord of the Rings nerds just throw up"?
I don't know the characters well enough.
Brody.
To
I know Brody is.
Brody was Jason Lee, right? Yeah, I'll go with that.
I know him, so.
His name was Earl.
And I like him. He's like a comic book nerd that fucking talks shit to people.
Yeah, I got to look up Randall Graves because he's the. Oh, no. Fucking Randall, dude. That dude's the shit.
Let me see. Oh,
the guy who orders. Oh, definitely Randall.
Yeah.
Because if it was the other guy.
Reverse.
The guy at the porno store.
If it was the other guy. Then,
Dante, right?
Dante. I don't like him. I can do without. But Randall, there's fucking 6 hours of walking those fucking movies. Even the fucking trees walk in those movies. He was like, and there's only one return, all right? And it's of the Jedi. Get it right. And then the Lord of the Rings guy's just like, and he's like, what happened? He's like, I just made some Lord of the Rings nerds throw up.
Oh, man.
That's good shit.
Okay, it's 1984, and your parents are only letting you pick one on your way out of the store, Bumblebee or Cliff Jumper?
Cliff Jumper.
Bumblebee.
I'm probably going to go Cliff Jumper. I might not even know what they are in the red. I'd pick the red one, probably. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, I got you. Grilled chicken, barbecue sauce, dry rub seasoning, or marinade?
Marinade.
I like juicy breasts.
Dry rub is probably my favorite, but marinade would be a very, very close second. The Cabal, Iron Patriot, White Queen, Namor, Dr. Doom, Loki, and the Hood, or the Illuminati, Professor X, Mr. Fantastic.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, Illuminati for sure. Better bat armor, Azrael from Nightfall or Frank Miller's The Dark Knight?
Frank Miller. I like the Azrael armor. I've never had like
the. So I don't like all the yellow.
The gold.
Yeah, but I think design wise, like silhouette wise, it's cooler. Like that jaw frame of like it's a little corny on The Dark Knight. It works for Frank Miller, of course, but I'd probably have to go Frank Miller at the end of the day. But it's not an easy call for me.
It's hard because there's nostalgia feels to the Nightfall one.
Yes. So this says you may need Joe KW. I just want to let you know that when I see a question like this, that means that he's the only one answering. Amuro Ray or Rick Hunter Hikaru Ichiju from Robotech Macrocross?
Amuro Ray, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
1,000. I mean,
definitely.
He fucking saved the planet with fucking his psychic power and destroyed the asteroid and fucking disappeared into the ether and became one with the universe.
Zombie apocalypse weapon of choice. Flamethrower.
You're confused.
Yeah. Flamethrower or shotgun?
Shotgun.
Flamethrower.
Well, it depends on if how many shells
Listen,
I have.
Listen, the only thing worse than a zombie is a fucking zombie that's on fire.
Hey.
That's fair. Hey. But I just like the idea of using a flamethrower. Like, I'm not a big gun guy. Like, I don't need, like, it's just not my bag. Like, it's cool. I think they're cool and the accessories and all that kind of shit.
The accessories.
You know, like, I think all that's just cool. I'm not like an anti-gun guy, but I'm not one of those guys that's like, man, I would love to shoot that. Like some guys I know, they see like a 50-50 cal or something. Yeah. Like, oh, I'd love to pull a trigger on that fucking bad. That's not me. But I do get those feels with a flamethrower where I'm like, I would just love to scorch the earth just once with that. So I'm going flamethrower. All right. A night on the N64 with friends. GoldenEye or Perfect Dark? GoldenEye.
I don't N64.
WWF Revenge. No, WCW Revenge.
Oh, of course.
That game engine's amazing. It still is.
Did they have one for Turkish oil?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a bonus scene. Yeah, you had to unlock it. Yeah.
Short cartoons, old Looney Tunes or the Disney shorts that started with the face of whose episode it was?
I'm going with the Disney stuff.
I think I'm
going
to have to go with the Disney. I love them both. I love them both, but I think the Disney ones meant more to me as a kid. Like, they weren't Disney in how we see Disney today.
No,
they were not. They were closer to Looney Tunes.
Yeah, they were, because that was the target audience.
Yeah.
But I have a character that Looney Tunes more.
I hope. I don't know, man. Like, I love them. I love them both. But, like, fucking Donald Duck was a cool motherfucker in the Disney. And then, like, some of the Disney ones that weren't, like, with the core cast, like when they did Three Little Pigs, mm-hmm. and that's, like, the mm-hmm. wolf was fucking cool. Yeah. And so I don't know. That's tough for me. I'm hoping that on that Disney streaming they have some of those shorts. You know, I think that would be cool.
Did we touch on that?
What's that?
So Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, $13.99.
Sign me up.
Well, I'm already paying like $12.99 for Hulu, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now. So it's a dollar.
I guess I would get it.
B-dubs or Wingstop?
B-dubs, just because I haven't eaten at Wingstop.
Wait, what's B-dubs?
I've never eaten at
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, fuck no. They are terrible.
So I think
they're cheap and shit.
So let me say this. I think their wings are trash.
Yes.
But they're like wraps and sandwiches and shit are fucking money.
See, I like,
but we're talking
like
about wings.
Here. No, that's not
you
what.
Just said
not,
the restaurant.
It's at the restaurant.
That's true. I just think of the wings
because that Parmesan garlic sauce.
Oh man,
fucking, we buy it. Like and it comes with some other fucking sauce. Like you can only get both together. We have like six of the one.
What is the other one?
It's like a honey barbecue. You want one?
Stop giving
we're handing
shit
out
away.
Condiments.
Yeah,
I'll take some.
We started pouring them on shit at Skullfest just to get rid of like a couple bottles. Like we had so many.
Yeah. That Parmesan. When I order wings there, I get Parmesan garlic and Caribbean jerk.
Stop.
Yeah, those are the two I get.
Preferred Aries, Marvel or DC? Oh, let me fucking guess.
I'm going to say DC, Bobby.
I'm going to say Hercules, The Incredible Journey.
Okay, that's fair.
That guy had a swag. I don't even watch that show, but I watched that show.
No, I remember it. I've definitely
had
seen
a goatee.
It. Yeah. I had to go with DC because I know it better, but I do like the Ares from Marvel. He's like one of the Thor villains that I actually am familiar with. I hope he's a Thor villain. Somebody would be like, dude, you never thought of Thor. I'd be like, oh, I'm thinking of somebody else. Too powerful for their own good. Marvel's The Sentry or DC's Dr. Manhattan?
Sentry. Sentry fucking lost his mind.
Yeah, so he's literally too powerful for his own. He can't handle his power.
He lost his shit.
See, Manhattan can.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
He just fucking left.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm too good for this.
Yeah.
Or like, this world is not for me.
I agree.
And then created the DC universe, apparently?
Yeah, which is fucking cool. horror film antagonist premise, something supernatural, monstrous, or something that can be real or possibly exist.
Something that can be real. That's scarier to me.
No, I think it's something that's beyond.
So I like it when there's 1 foot in one world and 1 foot in
like
the
monsters.
Other.
Like monsters.
Like devil shit. Like where I'm like...
Oh, see, for you it's possible. For me it's like not. Because you're saying it's 1 foot in the real world.
Well, monsters, bruh?
Well, we have monsters. Tigers and lions are monsters. Bears are fucking monsters.
I guess that's how you define a monster.
Yeah. That's something that can fuck you up.
You're a monster. How about
that?
I am
a monster.
I think that... Like that's the shit that fucks me up the most is like religion shit, and I think, dude, I think it's 100% just coming up Catholic, like because you're just it's that fear is so like hell is like one of your first words I feel like that you learn
that you can't say
but it's just like you know, and it's like the whole like I mean I think about this shit sometimes. I talk to Laura because she's like the only other Catholic that I'm like I see regularly, but like the whole shit is fucking scary, dude. Like the fucking buildings are scary, the fucking outfits they wear are fucking scary, all these robes and cloaks and shit,
wizard
clothes. Like fucking beads hanging all around, you got a rat, like it's the whole fucking thing is fucked up.
It's part
you
of what makes 40k cool. It's that fucking gothic fucking aesthetics.
Yeah, you got to memorize these fucking words and you chant it, like a lot of the fucking mass is given in fucking another language and you don't even know what you like. It's fucking
the
weird.
Incense with the fucking swinging and
you want to know how I got these beads? Yeah. I get one for every time.
No. Okay, so Exhibit is going to the X mansion. What's getting pimped?
Okay,
Professor X's hover chair, the Blackbird, or Logan's bike?
I'm going with the hover chair.
Same.
It's being Logan. It's Logan's bike, and not because that's what I want, because that's the only thing he'll give a fuck about.
No, I think you think so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'll put like popcorn machine in the fucking hover fucking chair,
just because he's like a automobile motorcycle enthusiast. So I think that's what he would gravitate to.
You don't think a hover fucking?
I think that would be number two. But I think I think he would look at that hover chair, especially if like we're talking about the classic gold 90s one. Yeah. I think he would look at that and be like, dumb, and go right to the motorcycle.
I think the plane is too easy. It's like, it's a huge fucking space. It's like a house. You can do anything you want in there.
And I don't think he knows enough about it.
That too. But he doesn't do anything.
No, but
he's in his trailer rolling one up.
Yeah, but he's not ignorant. Like he's knowledgeable on the topic. To be honest, I don't care what it is. I'd watch any of the three. But as long as paparazzi was playing an instrumental in the background. All right. So that brings us to the Star Wars stuff, which we do have a little bit to talk about. Joe's going to go to the bathroom. We're going to take a quick break. It's going to be very quick. It's going to be very quick for you, almost immediate, to be honest. So here we go. This is potentially spoilery, as much as anything is potentially spoilery. So 99, 98, 97.
It's rumors?
It's a little news. It's a mix of credible leaks that aren't confirmed, mixed with speculation.
Okay.
The vehicle in the trailer or the teaser for Rise of Skywalker that looks like I thought it was an A-wing.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Calum, he called it, and it looks like that is the case. It's that chick's vehicle, Zuri or whatever her name is. She wears a helmet. They've shown her in a few. They showed her in that Vanity Fair.
Oh, it's Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell's character.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It looks a lot like the ship that drops Rey off.
Oh, okay.
Also, Rey, this is quote-unquote confirmed, and most of this comes from making Star Wars. This is quote-unquote confirmed. Rey has a line in the movie when she sees that ship, which is, that looks familiar. So, it's probably the fucking shit that dropped her off. But the general thought is that is not, they're not related. That the question of how Carrie Russell got her and then dropped her off on Jakku remains an unknown.
Or maybe she just has that ship, kind of like, why do you have the Millennium Falcon?
Yep, could be. People are speculating that she may be working for someone and was getting her to Unkar Plutt as a protection. Like, I'll leave him with this fucking asshole. At least she'll survive. Let's see what else. The MacGuffin. The MacGuffin has kind of come out. So it's like, I can't, and now I've forgotten the fucking name of it, but it's like, it's called like the Wayland device or the Wayward device or something. But that's what everybody thought it was. It turns out it's possibly not that the Sith troopers might actually be the MacGuffin. So the spider body creature monster with a baby pig head thing that we talked about on Nerve Rage a few months back.
Yep.
That thing, which has been called the Oracle, kind of loosely, I don't know if that's an exact name or not, gives the information of where to find the Wayward device or Wayland device, whatever it's called. I think it's a Wayward device. And then they find that, and that is what takes them to the Sith troopers. Hmm. Now, the word is that the Sith troopers are in this sort of cluster of like a Star Destroyer fleet. But they're not quite Star Destroyers, but they're more reminiscent of Star Destroyers. And they are lost somewhere in the unknown regions. So there's also rumors that they might be red as well. Like the whole fucking army might be red. And this is Palpatine's army. It's Palpatine's elite
personal
forces.
Army.
That he used for his own personal shit. And they're lost out there in the outer reaches. The Knights of Ren supposedly have been in the outer reaches looking for them. They may have found the Oracle, which is how they tell Kylo to go to the Oracle to get this device to go to this place. We've also heard that the troopers pretty much follow Kylo specifically. Like, not Hux, not anybody else, just Kylo. But it might be because he's kind of the highest ranking dark side user available. Mm. So there's a lot of like kind of unanswered questions and connections that you can draw from this, whether or not there's a connection between them being in the unknown regions and Snoke, who supposedly came from the unknown regions. Mm. Also whether or not Palpatine situation is going to be directly linked to this fleet of ships also, which we don't know. And I'm imagining that at some point the Sith troopers, and this is all speculation, will align themselves with whatever Palpatine is doing in this movie, and that will put them instantly at odds with the First Order in some way, shape, or form, or at the very least at odds with Kylo. Because I don't think that Kylo was going to be on board with Palpatine. Like, I think that's not going to be a thing that's possible. But it doesn't mean that the First Order won't align, and then that puts Kylo at odds with both as a plot device. So I don't know.
Is there a map of the Star Wars galaxy?
Of course there is.
Yes.
Like the spot with the spiral.
Third shelf.
Yeah, it's down there. It's in the visual dictionaries. We can get it out. But also, I think that like these Star Destroyers or whatever this fleet is are carrying weaponry that we've never seen before.
So
the word is it's probably Kyber crystal involved. So it might be like, you know, not Death Stars, but something like City Destroyers. You know what I mean? That could take a shot and level a city.
So lightsaber guns.
Yeah, or you know, like what happened to Jedha. You know, but just that's it. You know, like not a weapon that's as big as a Death Star or a Star Killer or whatever, but something
more of a drone strike attack.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think if there's anything.
My question is: Are these Sith troopers been just fucking lost for the last 20, 30 years?
Why do they have the modern take on the armor?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm wondering, if they have the modern armor. So, like, because my thought was like,
unless it's connected to Snoke.
Or maybe that's just like a one-off scene, like of the guy in the new armor, and they actually have on like a classic armor.
Because it could be connected to Snoke in some way, where Snoke brought that design.
Because then you wonder, like, are these ships really old or really new?
Because I can see Snoke being a bit of a like a dick rider, like a, you know what I mean, for lack of a better term.
Oh, because of the hole in his face.
But like the like, you know, on the nuts of, he seems like he has like all this like.
Because he looks like a nutsack.
Okay, you're good today. Like, he's got all this admiration for Vader and shit. So I can imagine he'd have the same admiration for Sidious. I'm trying to see if there's anything else, because there was a lot that came out recently.
I heard, or maybe somebody said in a conversation, that maybe it's playing devil's advocate against what you said, that they're Sith troopers because they're hunting Sith.
I had posed it as somebody watched my video and posed it as a potential possibility.
I think Tyler might have said it too,
which I thought would have been cool.
Yeah.
Also, Lando knows something big about Rey's past. And there's a scene where he tells Finn and Poe.
Does it involve Colt 45?
I don't know. One can only hope.
Okay.
Which he wouldn't sign at Celebration, I'll have you know.
Really?
Yeah, at Celebration 3, when Adam and I went, somebody brought a Colt 45 for him to sign. He refused. Also, they say that the way that Lando was introduced into this movie is very convenient. In the TFA, or the Force Awakens, kind of matter of, you know, all this kind of nostalgic stuff being convenient. It said it will remind you of that. Like, it'll be like one of those things that you kind of grit and bear. Like, okay, fine. So that might. And like Kevin Smith recently said on his podcast that he was at the set and, they didn't want to show him like the last scene, because they said it would ruin it for you. It'll ruin everything for you.
Mm.
And he said, okay, I'll go without. But the leaks are saying they might not be talking about the last scene. They might be talking about something towards the end, because the last scene wouldn't. So I don't take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. Probably the last act is maybe kind of how they were alluding to.
And also, like, where this fleet is, it's supposed to be like a fucked up area of space, like i.e. Kessel Run, but not maybe that visually dramatic.
Like an uninhabitable
gravity wells and black holes. And they get all sorts of problems. So like,
you can't just hyper jump out there.
Correct. So like that's an issue to it too. And it's called the Wayfinder. Is the name of it.
That's probably a little on the nose.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be fair, that might be a code word.
They also call it a compass. I'm just saying. that sounds like something like my 6-year-old would say. He doesn't like, he called a wallet a pocket holder, cause he didn't know what it was called. It's the, you know, that Wayfinder thing.
Also, two other things. One, there's supposedly Kerry Russell and Mark Hamill filmed scenes on the same day. There's no direct information that it was the same scene.
Mm-hmm. At the same time.
But there may be information in regard to Rey's past between Luke and Kerry Russell's character and Rey as well.
All I can think of when I think about Kerry Russell is that crazy amount of curly hair she had in that Felicity show. I don't know why. First thing that comes to mind. Well, I never saw it, but I knew
you know
it.
It was popular.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the only other thing that's worth mentioning is Colin, the guy that was supposed to do episode 9, Colin Trevorrow, he said at one point that the plan for 9 when he was writing was that there was going to be, he said this like recently, like long after his contract had expired and all that shit, and he's officially off the job.
Yeah.
That when he was involved in the story making process back around The Force Awakens, working on 9, kind of conceptually, that one of the ideas being heavily discussed was a battle between red and white stormtroopers. But the leaks are saying, while that may have been used still to develop this army, that they don't think there's a fight between the red and white stormtroopers. But it just goes to show that there have been some connective tissue from the, like, there have been rough ideas there, you know, from the beginning. And also that I think it would be cool if, me personally, and this is just my Star Wars fandom talking, but like, I think it would be cool if the red stormtroopers did fight the white ones, so to speak, and they won or something, like they overcame, and then you have like a callback to the prequel era of stormtroopers being good guys again.
Mm.
You know, like where they're not all just villain blaster fodder. They actually like.
I mean, with Finn, they already alluded to the fact that not all stormtroopers
are. That's true. That's all relative.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's it. And then it's not sounding like there's going to be a trailer at D23.
Really?
Yep. That we're, wow. That we might be getting a
get Mandalorian trailer? Cause...
So that sounds like it's definitely happening at D23. Supposedly, there's also a... You know this thing they've been doing at Comic-Cons recently, like this behind-the-scenes reel? They did one for Last Jedi. They did one for Force Awakens. They've like kind of done it in place of a trailer.
So it's almost like some extra features kind of stuff?
Yeah, but like
behind the scenes.
But like 3 minutes gotcha. Long that there is one of those that is done. And people are suggesting that perhaps that might be what we get at D23 instead. But I'm just here to tell you, man, like, I think holding on to this fucking promotional material until the last minute is a mistake. And I feel like it's a forest for the trees thing if they can't see that and how it affected Solo.
I mean, they haven't fucked it up with the main.
They haven't. They haven't. Yet, but so. this will be, I think, the longest push, you know, of space between the theatrical trailer and the fucking film.
I mean, it's the climax, so to speak. It's like the finale. So right. Like, just building up to it, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
but I...
But you got to get the normies to realize there's a Star Wars
movie. Yeah, you got to get that shit in the ether. You know, you got to get that shit in the public consciousness that it's coming. And I mean, I'm sure it's going to be inescapable when you go into a Target or whatever. But I mean, even beyond that, like if you're not seeing that footage, you know, if there's nothing enticing to you about it.
Well, they saved all that. One. They saved all that money not promoting Solo, so they should have. They should have plenty of marketing.
Well, they spent that on the second director.
Yeah, true. Good old Ronnie.
Yeah, you know, second.
Do you think we'll ever see any of that footage that those guys filmed? Do you think that'll ever pop up
Yeah,
anywhere?
They'll come up when the Snyder Cut come out.
Right.
Yeah. I think that you'll...
And Gambit.
I think... I think
it'll be... The back half of Gambit will actually be the... Yeah, they'll rework it into Gambit.
I think that the likelihood of seeing stuff like that, both for the true story behind Rogue One, you know, what was done there, and then... The initial kind of footage from those brothers. I think that's like some shit you'll see at like, you know, we may not even see it, like 25th anniversary, 50th anniversary.
It may be like
a great documentary.
It'll be like the Christmas special. Somebody will have it on VHS.
yeah.
How did you even get this on VHS?
Yeah, it may be something just that obscure where, or not necessarily obscure, but just that far in the future where it doesn't directly impact anybody's career. You know, that's what they try to protect and that shit.
Lord and Miller, right?
Yeah.
They actually did that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. They
had something to do with that. They did the Lego movie, I think.
Yeah. Second one's trash, by the way.
The first one's great.
The first one's
awesome.
I couldn't make it through the second one.
No, that sucks. Yeah. But the that Rogue One shit is the one I'm more interested in.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he had a clear vision, but the studio didn't like it, so they hired the editor to come in and, or not the editor, or somebody related to editing. They hired a guy to re-edit it and add some additional footage. And then that guy has been kind of like a prick about it all, you know, in a way. Like, he's kind of been like, like he's kind of like the tool, like Maynard of fucking directors. He's just like, I took one look at it. It was obvious what was wrong with it. And I shot the things to fix it. And we moved on. It was obvious sitting right there. Only an idiot wouldn't see it. You know, he's like that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
And I think that'll do it. That's a long fucking show.
How long has it been?
2 hours and 55 minutes.
That used to be the norm.
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
That's true.
In the olden times.
Yeah.
Before
the dark times.
Before the tall man arrived.
Yeah.
The other tall man.
Yeah.
Shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs to the Cool Table Network, Shattercast Uncut, End of the Realm, Beer and Bolters 30, 40, 50, 401k, Plastic Fanatics, I think, Stasis Lock for sure, Toy Detox, I think.
They're still a 99. I looked the other day.
Fresh Communication, Breaking the Mold, and Building Up to It, and Verbally Challenged.
Hey, real quick, Google Hangouts is gone pretty much for streaming. So if you listen to Enter the Realm on the audio format, check out the video format because we've actually invested in a little bit of technology to move past the Google Hangouts, and it's a really cool look.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
You guys are all duck people now, right?
No, we pay to not be duck people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, it would be nice to get like photo map mallards heads.
Oh, you know the technology's out there.
Yeah. And shout out to the rest of the team. Raul, are you still doing Instagram? I've been meaning, I know I should be asking you this privately. I just keep forgetting to. Let me know if you are. And Black and Marilyn Phil. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Just Marilyn Phil. And I got to get that fucking...
Then we turned the glass around.
I turned it around.
It's not enough. I'm Robin Burgundy. I can still see it.
wow.
And, of course, Dante the Destroyer. We miss you, dude. I'd love to get you out here for a show soon.
Okay.
and Mr. Manny behind the scenes, and Gort doing Force Sensitive. We started a new show on Force Sensitive that will be posted to Patreon shortly, and then a video format of it that's edited down will be posted on my channel called the Star Wars Name Game, where have like a game show type show with an email with the certain Star Wars names spelled out, and then you have to figure out or give your guess on how it's pronounced.
Wow.
It's good fun. And with that,
Flappy Labius.
Tasty Tank.
Tight Dick Player.